Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Nelson, we're still on the Western One Network, and hopefully we'll have some news about that before the end of the week.
Before the end of the millennium.
Although I don't think that a lot of discussion today at Ken and Jeremy's lunch had to do with our breaking our contract with Westwood One and signing on with another company.
No. You know?
Because when they came back for lunch today, now listen, these two guys, they go in cocoon together every day from 2 until 3. I think that's been well documented on the show.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it used to happen somewhat infrequently. It happens now regularly that they get together the first of the week. And it just seemed to me that they had quite a good time when they came back from wherever they were today.
Mike, it was Office Depot.
Yes.
And it was a disturbing development because when Ken and Jeremy came out of the elevator and walked past our door,
yes,
it was obvious that they'd been shopping.
They'd had a little shopping spree together because I guess lunches just don't cut it anymore. They want to spend more quality time with each other.
Sure. Ken came into the office with this big Office Depot sack overflowing with various supplies, which I'm positive had been picked out by Jeremy Coleman for him.
We were speculating on the fact that we saw Jeremy perhaps saying to Ken, Ken, buy this pencil holder.
A personal shopper.
It's yellow.
It matches your suit.
You think so?
Yes, I think it actually matches your suit. And you know, this little desk cover over here, it matches your eyes.
Yellow. Does this pad make my ass look big?
No, Ken. Your ass never looks big. Your ass looks just fine to me.
I mean, weird. Okay?
It was great. And I've never seen Ken look more happy.
Yeah. He came into this big bag, been out shopping with Jeremy. The two of them just whiling away an hour or so, walking hand in hand through the aisles of the local Office Depot.
Both scampering back into the office, eagerly clutching their packages.
And you got to know that across the store you heard, Ken, aisle 3, phone message pads, 3 for $1.99.
Jeremy? Jeremy, I found the staples you were looking for. Come over here now.
Oh, wow. And when they run towards each other with the office supplies, they run in slow motion. You know how, like in a movie, two people run in a field of daisies towards each other in, like, slow motion?
Ken, Jeremy.
Look. Day planner pages. 6 holes, just like your day planner, Ken.
And then they get back to the garage, and they look in each other's eyes, and they say, you know something? We have to do this again. I've never had more fun.
Can I tell you something, Ken?
Yes, Jeremy.
On purpose, I forgot to pick up Post-it notes.
Next week, we'll go back.
Next week, my ass. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, you and I, Staples.
Oh, Jeremy.
Oh, Ken. I love shopping with you.
It's more than shopping, Jeremy. I love you.
Ken. I love you.
So romantic.
There they go. The saga of them, all they did is show up with a couple of shopping bags in the same store on it.
Walking hand in hand through the store.
Both looking so delighted.
Good story, though.
What a lovely life we had.
Well, now listen, the parts that we told were true were true. The
yes.
fact that these two do go to lunch all the time together. Now, normally,
yeah.
And the only way to describe it is a glow.
They seemed happy. They had an extra spring in their step. They legitimately looked happy with their little packages.
They had a glow. They'd been out shopping together.
Sorry, I get a little thrown there when Andrew Rice sticks his head in the doorway. It just kind of freaks me out a little bit. I see his shaved head stick in the door there.
What's Ken's phone number? I mean his personal number at home. No, well, what's his office exchange number?
445. Calling the, one of the shopping maids. He's probably eagerly telling his friends all the wonderful things he got at Office Depot.
He only has one friend. The last time we delved into his personal life, he only got one.
I wonder if Jeremy's line's busy.
I got paper, I got a new pen. I got a stapler holder.
What's Jeremy's phone number?
464.
And you folks at home, you can dial Ken and Jeremy on the same three-digit exchanges.
Jeremy Coleman.
All
hey,
over
Jeremy.
America.
Oh, hey. Right, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How was your shopping trip today?
The one to Office Depot?
Yeah.
It was excellent, actually.
Uh-huh. We were both commenting on how we've never seen you and Ken look happier.
Now, did you help Ken find his supplies? Did he help you find yours?
Was that the first time that you guys had gone shopping together?
I'm sorry, Mike. I can't hear you.
Was that the first time that you guys had gone shopping together?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you buy?
Me personally?
Or what did Ken buy?
Ken bought some notebooks and some paper.
Did Ken buy anything for you, or did you buy anything for Ken?
No, we went Dutch.
Can you tell us, did you offer Ken your thoughts on any of the items that he bought?
Why, yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Really?
I'm quite the connoisseur of the various kind of papers that exist.
Ken seems so, so happy.
I didn't notice that, but I guess that pleases me.
It should please you. Who are you fooling? You know he was pleased.
Have you never been shopping with Ken before?
Can I go?
All right. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
What's Ken's number again? Is it 445?
Oh. I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's it. There he is.
His line's still busy.
Permanent state of being off the hook as it is for our entire broadcast.
He's probably on the phone with his wife. Having to explain how come he's so happy after going to Office Depot with Jeremy Coleman for the afternoon.
Well, Roz, it's just that I know that I enjoy going shopping with you. It's just Jeremy knows everything I really like.
Did he buy you office pads, Ken? Tell me now, I can take it.
Well, yes, but it didn't mean anything.
Ken!
No, I'm sorry, they were the best office pads ever.
Did you buy retractable ballpoint pens?
Well, yes, Roz, but it was just
singles or a package. Tell me, it's a wife's right to know.
We got a double package. It was
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I am so sorry.
Let me put Baby Douglas on the phone.
Hello, Daddy.
We're not going to get through to him.
No.
He's a little more savvy than Jeremy is.
Yeah,
well, Jeremy will learn to take that phone off the hook as soon as we go on the air.
We'll remember that later and call Ken later.
Just a goofy, abstract moment before the show today.
Beautiful.
When they came by and,
both with their packages.
I got to say, more so Ken than Jeremy appeared to be outwardly happy. Jeremy appeared to be his usual, guarded, defensive self.
Sure. Mm-hmm. On the inside track, Ken on the outside facing our office directly, Jeremy kind of hiding on the inside.
Mm-hmm. And then Ken definitely trying to steer the conversation away from his girlish shopping trip with Jeremy.
You know how we are. He comes walking into our office and our eyes immediately go right for the package.
We said, hey, what you got in the bag?
He said, pads and pencils. Was out shopping with Jeremy. Boring office supply stuff. Boring for most people. Mm-hmm. For Ken and Jeremy, that's an afternoon of pure exhilarating fun.
And then as soon as he saw, and I know Ken saw, the wheels in our mind turned, and immediately he said, how about those games on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, I made some money on the Vikings this weekend.
Yeah.
And we discussed that with him, but all the while we were still focused on the packages.
Of course.
The package. Shopping trip.
That bag full of happiness that Ken was carrying in his right hand.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
I just wanted to know, I did find out why you weren't on the air yesterday because of the holiday.
Yes, yesterday we were celebrating the birth of Martin Luther King.
I understand, but you guys celebrate any holiday that comes up, so it really wouldn't probably have mattered. But what I was going to say is a lot of times when you're... Best of Don and Mike comes on, I was just kind of curious, the fact that I am, like, that was me blowing, you know, you're talking about...
Oh, this is the lady with the blowhole that we just played the tape on.
Yes, you were famous all weekend.
I was famous all weekend. I heard that on the radio yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe that's me on there. And then you were, I remembered all the bad things you said about me.
Oh, really? I don't remember. What did we say about you that was bad, honey?
Yeah, it was bad.
We said that you were lovely, you were charming, you were talented.
Yes.
All those were good things.
You said, but you didn't say those things.
Oh, what did we say? I really don't remember what we said.
Marge shot. How many packs of cigarettes do you smoke?
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, I bet she... what were you wearing? You asked me, what was I wearing?
Yeah.
And I said, shorts. And then you got off the phone and said, oh, I bet it's brown corduroy.
And, well, of all of those statements, I'll tell you, the Marge shot one was a compliment.
It was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we meant that from our ticker.
I'm sure you did.
There's no gal we admire more than Marge shot on this show.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Great American.
So what do you have to do? Do you have to look like her or just sound like her?
If you look like her, it's a bonus, but you just happen to sound like her.
Oh, my God. Listen, Marge shot to some 100-year-old woman, didn't she? I mean,
nearly so.
Hey.
I wouldn't think I'd look like... And then you asked me, who did I look like? And I couldn't really quite think of who, but I figured it out.
Oh, good.
Okay, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I figured it out. I figured out that I look like probably a 40-year-old Lena Horne.
A 40-year-old Lena Horne.
Right.
Wow,
baby.
Wow.
That's right.
Lena Horne was still pretty foxy when she was 40.
She's foxy now.
Well, let's not go hog wild.
Well, but I mean, you know, but I'm not quite that old. Anyway.
How old are you, honey?
Well.
You're not 40, are you?
Oh, yeah, I am.
You're 40?
Huh. Oh, yeah, she's 40 plus tax.
I mean, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I'm not, I won't be calling in for any spankings or anything like that. For one, it would take all
spankings.
Day. And I just don't.
Thank God.
I don't have it in me with the ice pick thing that you guys go through.
Yeah, baby.
No.
So listen, how's that iron lung doing?
See, this is one of the reasons why I cannot get through with you guys because.
You know, there's a celebrity I think you look like because I'm picturing it in my mind right now.
Wait a minute.
What?
What? It's not going to be bad, is it?
No. You ought to get the movie, rent the movie Kingpin, and check out Woody Harrelson's landlord.
The lady that he has to do it with.
Who is this? Who is that?
She's lovely.
Who is it?
I don't know what her name is, but she's a character actress, and she's great in that movie.
Go rent the movie Kingpin, and the lady, when Woody Harrelson is living like a little shack, he has to pay his rent, and he doesn't have the money to pay the rent. So he has to make love to his landlord.
Okay. Now, if this is bad, Don, I'm going to call you back.
Now, ma'am, this is a high compliment.
It is. It really is a compliment.
And besides that, is Buzz there?
Yes, Buzz is here.
Well, anyway, Buzz is from my hometown here, but he never talks about it. And I'm kind of concerned about that, too. Has he been gone that long that he doesn't remember Wichita?
No. I remember Wichita well. Wichita is a great place to be from.
You're right. You're right about that.
All right, honey.
All right, buddy. Well, you guys take care. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
Burbank and his delicate diplomacy.
Bye-bye.
Great place to be from. I had to think a while about that one.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey. The other night, I think it was last week on WWF, I was watching that. Said Don and Mike rules, big old sign sitting up in the rafters.
You know, didn't we have somebody call us last week and say that they were going to go to WWF and hold up a big sign?
Yeah, we got a call after the fact that the guy was there doing it. Who knows?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild looking.
You know, I'm all for the Don and Mike 316.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the one that I like.
That's
here.
The best.
That's right.
All right,
don't
thank
trust
you.
Anybody.
All right, thanks.
No problem, man.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All that great publicity, and still, we didn't come into work today and have a three-picture deal from MGM waiting for us.
No, I guess those executives out in studio land don't care about the WWF.
We had our most amount ever of FaceTime on King of Queens last night.
Yeah. Did we? I missed that. I didn't see it last night.
Well, lots of long shots, but... Still, if you know it's us...
Was the magnet over the faces?
Is over the faces. However, thank goodness I wore a white T-shirt and white shorts that day because that's what sets our picture out from the rest on the refrigerator of King of Queens.
That's how I noticed it the first time. Of course, I dressed like Johnny Cash, as usual. I was 20 pounds ago, so everything. I used to wear a black tarp.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is a... That pimple face guy?
Listen, I thought, didn't we go through this with you on the last episode?
I've got some more information.
Never to call again. Never.
I've got some more information.
Wait a minute. I don't think you're listening. It's simply this.
Didn't we tell you in the last episode, never call again?
Never, ever.
Why would I...
No. That was you would be talking.
Like you.
You would be talking right now.
Okay,
and
what's the guy's phone number, Charlie?
Put it up on the screen, please.
I'm really sick of this crap. I don't care if his mommy and daddy call and complain to Ken Stevens that he gets a ton of phone numbers. Put that guy's phone number up on the screen, please. Please.
Please,
Charlie.
Please. And what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
Is Charlie back at his office yet? Charlie's not even downstairs.
Charlie's out of the country.
See what Christine just wrote? Charlie is upstairs.
Upstairs?
So Charlie is U-P-S-T-A-I-S. Charlie is upstairs.
Well, she was trying to type extra fast.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Upstairs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you suck.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Thank you, and I hope you had a nice weekend, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, does Ken Sturbader and what's-his-face go shopping all the time together?
Huh? Does what? You said Ken something.
Ken Sturbader.
Ken Sturbader.
Ken Sturbader.
I wanted to hear it twice. It was worth repeating.
Ken Sturbader. No, as far as we know, this is the first time they've gone shopping. Please turn your radio down. Hello?
Next time we have a Ken Sturbader on the phone, though, we'll have to ask him about that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello. Hey, I was wondering, you guys going up in Hartford?
Hartford, no.
Okay, anywhere up in this area?
Listen, move to where the food is. What do I look like, a roadmap, for goodness sakes?
They tried to put the show on up in Hartford, but there was this there's this woman up there, a 78-year-old woman, that just calls the radio stations and threatens them with all sorts of legal action.
She's hot, Mike.
Yeah.
That woman you're speaking about, she's totally hot.
Okay. I'm not going to mention her name now that you said that.
She's hot. I mean that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Don't go there.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Now, I was wondering if I could speak to Christine Gavin, please.
Oh, it's about Christine's spelling.
Yes.
And listen, she's operating.
That wasn't as funny as Ken Sturbader.
Listen, she's working under a lot of pressure back there, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just wanted to say that Francis Minsella is a fag.
Who's a fag?
Oh,
all these boys that are calling with their hit and run calls today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, and Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys logged any time with that Tyson fight over the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't.
You didn't. You didn't get it. It was a great fight.
Glad I did.
It was a great fight. Yes, I thought it was. It was everything a Tyson fight is. It had controversy, and I don't want a controversy.
I don't want a controversy.
But I'll tell you, at one point, Tyson's trying to break the guy's arm, and then the bell rings, and they start slugging each other, and they bring cops into the ring, and everything. I said, my God, this is just like the last time. And then I think it was in the fifth round.
Boom.
Where, he just leveled him. And so that was kind of like the old Mike Tyson, and I thought it was highly entertaining.
I was going to rent it. I really was going to rent it, was going to buy it. It was like $45 plus a $10 fee to buy it. What's your fee?
Oh, God, I was at a party, and I kind of browbeat the host into doing it. That was kind of rude, I guess. Was that much?
Yeah. That's why I ended up not getting it.
Oh, man. He was a little hesitant, and then, I'll drop off a check.
Dick, I'll drop off a check in your house.
I'm sure you will.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God. So, like, $60 for that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, and a real ripoff. Like, you couldn't order it just on your remote control.
Right.
You had to call up DirecTV and order it through there.
There's an extra fee for that, usually.
God, I didn't even see him do
that.
That's
your fee. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
Well, this is Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Don and Mike?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Yes, for Christ's sake, you're on the air.
Oh, how's it going?
Why is it always such a struggle? This first break on this show. I realize I probably shouldn't take the phone calls. I got enough to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy interacting with our audience first thing, right out of the chute.
Well, there's nothing quite like talking to people.
Hey, I wanted to know, can I go to the Super Bowl with you guys?
No.
Why not?
God, no. After all that, you finally process that you're on the air, and then you have that gem?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys are going to let us know Dennis Murphy's flight time when he comes to Sacramento.
Oh, you mean so that two or three people can meet him at the airport?
Hey, there was about a dozen of us last time.
A dozen?
All right, well, yes, when we get that information, we'll let you know.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
All right.
That was the chairperson of the We Have a Life Club.
12 members, Mike. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
here. Can I talk to Don and Mike about fantasy football?
Fantasy football's over, my friend.
All right.
Fantasy golf, though, just beginning, and three of my 12 players in fantasy golf finished in the top five. I'm not sure whether how many points I get, but
fantasy golf is retarded, man.
Once again, I wouldn't have logged a half an hour with that tournament if it hadn't been for fantasy golf. It was great.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, did you see the frog last night?
Oh.
You and Madonna?
Yes, I did, and I want to discuss that. That was a very... First off, Madonna was talking with that phony way of speaking again.
Where it's not British, but it's not. It's just sort of affected.
Would you consider yourself to be a singer, a movie star?
Didn't you love his first question? Where did you get that name, Madonna?
I hate being called a pop star. I think I'm more of a performance artist. What a bunch of crap. And Larry, like, no hard-hitting questions last night from Larry King. Absolutely not. Like, you know, if I have Madonna on this show, if we're lucky enough to have her, I say to her, listen, what the hell were you thinking when you made that book where you're running out in the middle of the street naked? And tell me about all these guys that you did.
I think that's because Larry deeply fantasizes still in his own mind, thinks that he could do it with Madonna.
Tell me about when you diddled yourself with the crucifix. Here was Larry's big question.
Tell me about, you know, Dennis Rodman and...
Your daughter.
Dave, you know?
Would you let your daughter be an intern for the President of the United States? And he looks at the camera real smug like, hey, that's a good one.
How about that question? I got that because I'm curious.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That was a mockery. That interview last night was a total mockery.
It was a joke.
Yeah, it was bad. It was very bad.
Madonna.
You know, and the only reason Madonna went on that show is because Madonna's not popular anymore.
Mm-hmm. Listening. Yeah, she's got a couple of real stinkers.
Right. And she should dye her hair back to whatever color it used to be, man.
I say someday she's going to try to get back together with Sean Penn.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, Donna, it's Bubba Boys.
Nice try.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello, Buzz.
Oh, good.
Jorge, can I tell you something? I think that the expiration date on your telephone calls has kind of run out, man.
All right.
Okay?
Bye.
Bye. Forever.
There he goes.
And it was that, you know, we're very similar that way because it was both at the same time where it was just that one time too many.
Make it three.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes,
show.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Fine.
Listen, I just wanted to remind Don that the guy that was holding up the 316 sign, you know, behind all the sports shows, he's in jail, you know, for, like, larceny or something.
Oh, you mean the guy that used to have the
rainbow hair,
the
rainbow
rock and
wig?
Roll on, the rainbow man.
Oh, he was the original guy holding up the 316. I'm just talking about when guys like go to WWF, instead of holding the sign up that says Dynamite Rules or Dynamite Kick Ass, I kind of like that. I saw it one time on WCW, mm-hmm. Dynamite 316.
Yeah, there's a credibility. You know, you're quoting from a great publication.
Yeah.
You know, so it works. It works that way. We don't mind attaching our names to that.
One of my top 10 all-time favorite books. The Bible. It's in the top 10.
Absolutely, along with Stephen King.
Dan Jenkins.
John Grisham.
Boomer Esiason. I would write the Bible.
John Madden.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now maybe there won't be room for the Bible in my top 10 all-time favorite books.
If you get into the autobiographies, you're toast.
Hello.
The Bible moves
hey
out.
Hey, guys. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah. Hey, a weekend, buddy. Hey, we're counting down to the weekend right now. Four days until the weekend, everybody. I can't wait. We're counting down to Super Bowl weekend. Have some nachos, cheese dip, the whole family over to watch the big game on the boob tube. Count down to the weekend, man.
Can't wait for my con queso dip.
Yeah, but we're good for the weekend, baby.
Number boy.
Yeah, tell your boss to shove it. 5 o'clock whistle. Yeah, the weekend.
Woo, having a big party in here.
And the weekend's here.
Hello.
Yeah, what?
Do you ever watch Politically Incorrect?
No, I hate Bill Maher.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Bill Maher, I also, this is a theory on Bill Maher, one of the horniest hosts. He's right up there with Larry King as far as super horny. You ever see a stand-up act? It's one of these guys, you know, where he's talking about sex a lot, but when you see it coming from Bill Maher, always makes me feel a tad uncomfortable.
Little oogie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we don't dig Bill Maher.
And the other thing, how about the skins? The NFL, they don't want to let them sell it out of the family. That's beautiful. Don't you think?
I think that, listen, I'll tell you what I think about that. That's a power play that the NFL is doing on the Milstein Group. See, these guys paid $800 million for the Redskins, and they had like a press conference where they went on TV from a hotel suite downtown at the Willard Hotel, and they did all these press junkets where they said, we're the new owners of the Redskins.
They're very, they were like little kids. They were very excited. All the pictures of them had them like coyly grinning at the camera like, you got the team now.
Yeah, they said, everything's going to be different now around here. Well, you know, most of the owners in the NFL are... you know, one step away from their caskets. They're very,
it's a good old boy network,
old curmudgeon-y farts, and I think that they didn't like the fact that these guys came in with their $800 million and said that they could buy their way right in. So they said, well, you know what? No, it's not that easy to get into the NFL. We're going to have a super double secret meeting, and we'll decide then if we're going to let you in the NFL.
Absolutely. Very interesting development. It'll be interesting to track that and see exactly what happens.
Oh, my money.
The NFL needs a team owned by a family whose the owner had like a mistress who had a guy on the hood of her car at 2 in the morning in Georgia. Wow. We need that.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I think the new group will still get the Redskins because money is money.
Mm-hmm. I agree with your spin on that, too, that's exactly what it was. That they just didn't like the way these guys, you know, went full speed ahead before it had been ratified by the owners.
I saw a thing on CNN over the weekend where the guy that owns the Vikings...
Mm-hmm.
Allowed a CNN crew to follow him around the day of the game. That's how positive this guy was that they were going to win.
Got to like any guy named Red.
So they had him before the game. He's like walking down to the field, and he's walking up to all the players. He goes, hey, Randy Moss, you the man. You the man. Yeah, and he goes to the guy, you know, the idiot with the big Vikings helmet on that runs around and like gets the fans all charged up. They have this guy going up to him there saying, look what a down-to-earth owner this guy is. He's going, hey, you the man. Have a great game. Have a great game. All this other bull crap. Then they lose. And they got the camera on him up in the booth when the guy from the Vikings misses the field goal. And he's disappointed.
Right.
But he's not upset yet. It wasn't until Atlanta kicked that field goal and he was upset.
That's it.
And then all of a sudden this happy little piece that they had just went to crap. Because the guy, the big smile that he had on his face, before the game he was so friendly talking to everybody. All of a sudden he was like,
oh, got to give it up for those Vikings. Yeah, but those Vikings.
He walked down the locker room. All those guys down there, locker room silent, and he walks in there and he goes,
be proud. Robert Smith, be proud. Be proud.
All depressed.
And that was it.
Everybody thought they were going to win by 3 touchdowns. All depressed.
Yeah, good. Good for Atlanta.
On any given day.
And good for that field goal kicker who we heard can give himself a Monica. Morten Andersen. He's double jointed, man.
He nailed that. I mean, he really nailed that one.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and... there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And I have to work out the details, and then start it, and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long, because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. You've been, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine, you know, if he's... Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right? About just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got 4 books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours not a bestseller list yet?
It's not, and yet it's only been out 1 month, and the book, the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like it.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years. Now, in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. Thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. So we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like that.
Agents.
Can't be
and
much interest.
Couldn't have been. If you heard, whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
Hey, I don't know what Minnesota was doing, kneeling on the ball with 25 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
What kind of an idiot play was that?
It was a weird game all in all. I mean, it was almost... Yeah, it was almost like they, you know, somebody could make a good case for the fact that, yeah, just kneel down on it. Yeah, yeah. No, don't try to win. Don't try to win.
That was the greatest game I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was. It's nice to see, and it's nice to see a team go to the Super Bowl that's never been there before. That's when it's real exciting.
And I know that we're on in Denver. We just had our contract renewed. I don't want to step on any toes in Denver. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. But just let me say, I said it last year when you won the Super Bowl. I don't feel any great obligation to Horsetooth John Elway.
John Elway has, you know, certainly more money than Jesus. He's doing great.
John Elway. I am rooting for the Falcons all the way.
Do you have a Falcons jersey?
I do, Mike.
There you go.
I will start wearing it to work tomorrow because I want John Elway to lose his final game.
Oh.
What do you think about that, huh? John Elway, what do you have to say to the fans?
I love you. Buy my cars. I love you.
I thought he sold those dealerships.
No, he sold the rights to them, but kept his name on them.
Oh, so it's still Elway Motors.
Yeah, it's like John Elway Auto Nation, John Elway Toyota, John Elway Nissan.
John Elway won last year. You know, had his moment in the sun. It's exciting to think of a new crown. It'd be great.
I just don't buy this. That like we should all really hope because John Elway is such a super guy that he could win this big prize. John Elway makes like $10 million a year. The guy's set.
And that's just in salary.
Yeah, I shed no crocodile tears for him.
And the other guy, the other quarterback, looks like a convicted felon.
Chris Chandler. Yeah, now there's a guy you can root for. Big, bald, spot-like-eye guy.
He looks like he just got off Devil's Island, and now he's, you know, he's quarterbacking for the Falcons.
Guy's a big load. He's running, he's tripping over his own feet. And
gave himself a severe knee injury.
Blows his knee out. Not bad, hopefully.
It's so funny when they show the replay. It's like, well, somebody hit him or he landed just weird. No, it was that he tried to run and he shouldn't have.
Listen, there's one thing that we do have to get, though, from someone in Denver. In the Broncos post-game press conference,
yes,
Shannon Sharp had on the funniest hat I have ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Way funnier than the Cheesehead hat when it first came out.
It's a souvenir hat. This is a fan hat.
It's like a big made of plastic. You know the horse that's on the side of the Broncos helmet?
Right.
The new modern horse that they
yeah.
have? Okay. He had a hat that was bigger than a pirate hat.
Okay.
Like a big sombrero hat. And way in the front end is the mouth and the nose of the horse.
The horse face.
And then in the back, where the mane is,
right.
it's like a pom-pom. You know that?
Oh, the streamers to go along with the helmet.
Right. And he had orange and blue streamers coming out of the back. And during this press conference, he was standing up at the podium answering questions seriously.
Wearing the hat?
Well, he was wearing this retarded hat. And we're going to go to Miami and do the show in a couple of weeks. We got to get one of those hats for Rob A. Spiewak to wear.
And they have to wear it 24/7.
The entire time that we're there. I mean,
right.
on the airplane.
Right.
When we get off the airplane, on the tarmac, through the airport.
Wear the hat.
Through the entire Super Bowl show. So if anybody in Denver knows where we can get one of those hats, we got to have one.
We need one of those Bronco hats. That,
because those are the funniest, man. Those are the funniest. Other than that, except for my hatred of Elway, I might root for the Broncos.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. It's going to be very exciting and, you know, always nice to see a team that's never been there. And I, you know, but let's not get confused here and pretend like the Atlanta fans are long starving, long suffering. You know, let me point out the Olympics. Let me point out the World Series baseball team.
Screw them.
These are not long suffering fans. Okay?
No, you know that they didn't sell out. Like any games this year, when the team was 10-2, 11-2, 12-2,
right?
They still weren't sold out down there. But now you'll see the stories. Hey, the Atlanta fans are really embracing this team. They met them at the airport last night. Yeah, easy to support your team.
It's the easiest thing in the world when they're winning.
When they beat the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, when you're winning, you become instantaneously popular. It's just the way it works.
Right.
You know, you do have certain pockets of long-suffering fans around the country. Like, I hate to say, you know, the Jets have some good fans, and unfortunately, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm glad that the Jets didn't win, simply because that guy with the fire helmet was in the stands again.
Yay! Jets, way to go! All right, Jets!
There's a guy that got way too much camera time, and like, during a national game, during a championship game, they're going, there's Fireman Joe, or whatever his name is, in the stands.
Yeah, the fireman, giving his chant, giving his big super chant. J-E-T-S, Jets!
He's just been inducted into the Fans Hall of Fame, along with the Hoggettes. The Noses, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that one Hoggett that got inducted, right?
Right.
Which one, Grandpa Hoggett?
No, which amazed me that it wasn't Grandpa Hoggett, who I thought was kind of like the dean.
The ringleader.
It was another guy. I think it was the guy that maybe set the ground rules for us.
Oh, you know, a long time ago...
Let me tell you something about what it used to be Hoggett.
A long time ago, me and Mike, at first we were so thrilled by this.
Yes.
The Hoggetts invited us to be honorary Hoggetts, which they never let anybody do.
Right.
So they said, you guys are going to be able to dress up like us,
right?
Come to the game with us, mm-hmm. be on the sidelines. This is a big honor. Don and Mike, we love you guys. You love the Redskins. Be honorary Hoggett. How long is this? This is like over 10 years
ago,
right?
Yeah, probably over a decade ago. And I'll tell you, we were so excited because, hey, this is real cool. These guys were getting a lot of camera time. And every game, it was always the Hoggetts. And we found out they were fans of the show. And we thought it was kind of neat. And we said, yeah, we'd be glad to do this.
Do you remember they said, you got to get to the stadium, RFK. You got to get there an hour before the game. And we'll meet you like in parking lot 4.
And we figured, hey, this will be a great party. These guys will be having a good time.
Mm-hmm. So we get there. And right away, they started giving us rules. First off, no drinking. You can never drink when you're in the Hoggetts uniform.
That's really, when he said that, I looked at Don, and you'll tell the truth, I thought I was going to cry. That's how disappointed I was, because I thought, hey, you know, these are fans. That's what it's like. You're out at the ball game trying to have a good time.
Fine. I thought this had to be a prerequisite for putting on a dress at a pig snout that you were able to have a beer.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to put a dress on with a lady's hat and a pig snout, and you can't have a cocktail?
Second thing they say to us is, now, you're always positive. Don't say anything negative about the other team.
So you can't yell if there's something bad that happens.
And for goodness sake,
never say anything about the beloved Washington Redskins.
That was, those were the two big rules. Those are two rules that we both found it very difficult to stomach.
The and then we noticed that the dresses that these guys wore and the dresses that they gave us apparently had not been laundered.
No, through all conditions, through rain, cold, heat.
So they give us these dresses that smell offensive, and we put them on, and they bring us to the stands, and right away we realize, first thing, is that the Hoggettes piss off everybody that's behind them in the stands.
Because they stand during the entire game. I said, do you ever, first 5 seconds, I say to the guy on my right, do you ever sit down? Nope, we never, it's a standing section. I said, oh, a standing section, I guess that's why they have seats!
And the people behind us. We're obviously not thrilled with the fact that the Hoggettes, and keep in mind the Hoggettes don't have tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the Hoggettes just like walk around the stadium, they find a section where they're not going to be hassled by security, and they turn that into their section, and they stand in front of everybody. So like everybody behind us is like going, hey, sit down, man, sit down, Hoggettes, sit down.
So no screaming about the game, you know, no complaining, no whining and complaining, which is the part of being a fan as far as I'm concerned. No beer.
Right.
And
stand during the whole game.
Stand during the whole game.
So after like months of being excited about this, at halftime, you know, me and Mike did, we took the dresses off, gave them to our producer, and we said, hey, take this back to the Hoggettes. And we went and sat in the upper deck and just watched the rest of the game.
You know, yelled about the team, had a beer, yelled, screamed,
just sat.
You know, like most of the fans in the stadium, had a very good time.
Had fun.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, that was our big turn to being Hoggettes.
But congratulations on the Hoggett getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's great for him, whoever that is.
You know, come on. Let's be honest, all right? The game's the thing, all right? The guys that are on the field, okay? They're the reason we're all here, all right?
Did Birdman make it? You know, the guy from the Eagles?
I don't think so. I don't think he was one of the ones.
Who's the guy from the Cowboys? They all have their names,
The guy,
And then there's Chief Z, also for the Redskins, right?
Chief Z got the crap beat out of him in Philadelphia.
Oh, the Philly fans beat him up.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what about the, there's a guy in San Francisco who's got one of those big oversized foam heads, and it's like an old miner type. You know, like the 49ers, they would mine for gold.
Yeah,
like
the 49er is what he is.
When the 49ers do something bad, like this guy bangs his head against against the goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Way to go, the Fan Hall of Fame.
Well, listen, we need one of those hats. That's the point of all this. We need one of these goofy... Shannon Sharp, the tight end, was wearing this hat.
It's made out of styrofoam or plastic?
I think it's a plastic job.
A plastic hat. Fantastic.
Yeah. We need one of those for Robbie Speedway. ASAP, buddy. And the other thing that I want to get when we go down there is some fake teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling everybody I'm Mike Shanahan.
You should get Goofy Toofies. Only get, you know, a whole row of, like, piano keys.
Because his teeth are the biggest...
It's amazing.
And
it's
the phoniest teeth. He's got phonier teeth than Regis Philbin or Jack Lemmon.
I've never seen teeth like this. They look dangerous. They look razor sharp.
Mike Shanahan. Looks like he eats children with those teeth.
They're so big.
Bring me your children.
We're very excited, very happy to win a game. I want to eat some children. Bring me your children.
And if you have any large branches that you'd like chopped into mulch, just stick them in my mouth.
And meanwhile, Dan Reeves.
Right.
I was almost going to call you up on Sunday and have a side bet with you on whether he was going to have a fatal heart attack during that game or not.
His doctors, you know, the guys that gave him permission, because, you know, I mean, with that kind of surgery, you know it had to be a big deal for the doctor to say, yeah, okay, you know, you can go down, even though it's the Atlanta Falcons team doctor that supervises him, he looks seriously like he was going to drop dead.
I swear to God, I almost called you at one point and just want to say, side bet, does Reeves drop dead during this game?
And he's not, you know, normally that demonstrative. He's usually one of the controlled guys. I think that's why he had his heart almost blow up.
Oh, he's pissed off about some fourth down call against them?
Yeah, it was like he thought it should have been interference, and he was really angry.
It's fantastic.
It was great theater. You know, it was a very good championship game for the NFC. It really was.
Oh, it was great. And the only bad thing was that since the Falcons beat the Vikings, that means that weasel Jim Nance from CBS was off the hook to mention our names.
Yeah, he was going to mention our names if it went the other way, if it was a real blowout.
But as it turns out, it wouldn't have mattered because the Vikings game went like till 4:20, so nobody even watched
The Jim Nance Show, right?
No, you couldn't take your eyes off that game. I mean, that's one of the best championship games I've ever seen.
Yeah, pretty great game. So we're rooting for Atlanta to go to the Super Bowl, right?
Hotlanta.
Right, yeah. Hotlanta. Yeah, only, and for my reasons, only because for Denver, been there, you got it. You won it for John. Right. Okay, so now make the story nobody ever, ever at the beginning of the season would have picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl. That's why you want to see him win.
Hey, John Elway's never done dick for me. I'm not rooting for him.
And you, and I bet you're thinking that could change, perhaps. You know, if that changed, you'd certainly change your viewpoint on John Elway.
Oh, absolutely. I could be bought in a second.
Like, for example, if John Elway's walking through the hotel lobby, sees you, Don, I listened to you out in Colorado, and I heard some things about me. Listen, dollars.
I'll put that as a... As an offer to a member of each, $5,000, I'll blow Dan Reeves. I mean that.
I have no idea. God. I got to erase that from my mind right now. Turn that videotape off.
Jesse Puggle, $10,000, I'm yours. Bill Romanowski, $10,000, I'm your bitch.
Oh, God.
Terrell. Oh, Mr. Davis.
Terrell, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Incredible.
The Don and Mike Show.
Incredible. Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
Had to recut a spot on Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. You know, John Pop, bless his heart.
Yes, he's an institution here at the radio station.
He is, without a doubt, the laziest man in the world.
That's
he
right.
makes Rob Spiewak look like a hard worker, okay?
He's one of the few guys here that wishes the elevator actually took you to your car.
John.
Oh, it's John Pop?
Yeah,
well,
oh,
all right. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, John.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just want you to know that I, too, have imbibed and enjoyed those chocolate-covered raisins, too.
No, no surprise. Listen, Johnny, question for you.
Yeah.
When you do your production,
yes.
And when I say production, what I mean is like commercials.
Yes.
John will occasionally have to do a commercial saying all the promotional stuff the station's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you do those right on to cart?
At times I do, yes.
There you go!
We call that DTC, direct to cart.
Let me explain the way that a normal production person would do it.
Mm-hmm.
What you would do is, you would put it on a reel-to-reel tape.
Reel of tape, they call it a work tape.
And that way, if you made a mistake,
right.
you would start over again.
And sometimes you can edit it together, and it's just a very handy way of doing it.
And then what you have to do is, you have to go from the reel of tape,
right.
you have to dub that onto a smaller tape cartridge like this one I'm holding in my hand.
That's what we work right. off of. They look like 8-tracks.
However, John has figured out that he can take out a step
mm-hmm.
by not putting it on the reel-to-reel tape, by simply recording directly onto the cartridge.
Right, DTC.
And sometimes you'll actually have music in the background, too, right?
Yes, it does have music and production elements, too, so it's a whole lot going on.
So what you'll do is you'll start your tape cartridge, you'll hold your breath,
right.
So that you can't hear anything, and then start the music as soon as you start recording on the cart.
Correct.
There you go.
All right, now, I'm going to guess that commercial that we played on Friday.
Oh, the Ryan Keel or whatever.
Yeah, there's a guy for the Redskins who's making an appearance
right
somewhere, and his name is Ryan Keel,
mm-hmm.
but John read it as Ryan Cool.
Ryan Cool.
And what was the other one, Robbie?
We're
going to
go a trip to Nassau.
A trip to Nassau.
Nassau, Bahamas.
Right. And we played that, and I said to Rob, I said, oh, Johnny mispronounced that football player's
right,
name.
Right.
And Rob said that Johnny was very distraught when he had to redo the commercial.
Very
Friday
frustrated.
Night.
Did you,
yes.
Now, when you did the redo, did you do that direct to cart?
Actually, I did that one on tape.
Ah, yeah. Wonderful.
Good man.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Pop.
Very good.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you in Nassau.
DTC, baby.
Nassau, Bahamas with Ryan Cool.
See, you got to understand that the way John does it, that's the total laziest possible way that you can do production.
The best analogy I can think of is something my mom used to say to me. It's called a lazy man's load.
Yeah.
It's when you carry so much, simply not because you're trying to be energetic. You carry it because you are actually trying to eliminate two trips.
Hold on. How again? What about John Pop and his life-saving cart?
This is true. He has a cart.
John has like a librarian's cart.
Right.
You know, like, or when you were in high school,
mm-hmm.
when you would move a TV from room to room, you'd have that big, tall, kind of brownish cart that you would
right.
push down the
metal shelf on wheels.
Right. Well, what John does is John will pile up all of the tapes
from the Liddy show.
Because in the old days, when he didn't have the cart, that would mean, I hate to say this, but it would kill him, two trips.
Yeah. Right.
So he can make one trip with the cart.
What John would do is take all of Mr. Liddy's tapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he doesn't have as many as we do, but he's got, you know, hundreds of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And he would put them all, stack them up like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yep.
And he put headphones, and he would also have his bowls of food and stuff. Right.
Fruit and cereals, various, you know, all the major food groups were on that cart.
And you would see John going down the hall with his right. labor-saving cart.
And that's when they were redesigning the building. They asked John to Pop what he wanted, and he wanted a dumbwaiter. He actually wanted to have a dumbwaiter in the corner so he could, you know, he put his cart in there and just hoist a rope and bring it up to the second floor.
I need to say in advance that I really do love John, and he and I have
do too.
We have a club.
John Pop's one of the nicest guys you'd want to meet here.
Yes, we all get set to just bust his balls a little bit. But, what, Robbie, what?
You know what? I blanked because you're making me laugh about the labor-saving cart.
Well, you know, I think. Are you still going to get him the hand truck for Christmas?
I am. And a small Cuban to push it.
But I'm telling you, this director cart.
Oh, it's funny.
Maybe we're not translating it correctly in the radio business. But what it means is that, remember when we used to have a guy that worked here named Rick McClure?
Right.
And sometimes me and Mike would turn on the microphone in the production room, mm-hmm. and you'd hear this guy doing a commercial where he would go, "Save on Subarus at Hagerstown Suburb. Take two.
Right.
Save on Subarus. Take three. Save on Subaru." I mean, you would hear the guy make right. mistake after mistake after mistake
sure.
until finally he got the commercial correct. Mm-hmm. Then he would put it onto cartridge. The pressure that Johnny puts himself under is putting it directly onto cartridge means...
Probably something we all have done at one time or another. When we're under the gun, if there was a time constraint, you wanted to get in and do it. John, it's kind of like his standard way of doing it.
And the problem that you run is that if you mispronounce a word
right.
or something like that, well,
it stays. It
and occasionally
stays.
When you're doing it directly onto card and you do mispronounce a word, there is a... I don't want to impugn anyone's integrity here, but there's a slight desire to maybe simply let it go and just bring the cart into the studio and get home.
Close enough.
Yes, Charlie.
Much like he did for that one spot he cut for a stereo store where they had bath contests.
Yeah, that's right. When yes, that's a good one, Charlie. When bass, you know, when you're talking about the bass in a speaker became bass. And it was that was another directly on the cart. And, you know, that's because he's eager to just finish the project.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no need to go back and listen to it again. That would be...
That would take an extra 60 seconds, Mike.
That's an added step. That's an added step. Something you might pick up if you did listen to it again, but no, that's in the studio as soon as he's done.
He makes up the time, though, with his pretty cartridge labels.
Oh, that's the other thing. Right. Thank you, Rob. Most guys at the station, when you do a commercial,
right,
you do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
You write the number of the commercial in the lower left hand so
yes.
it can be easily indexed.
Right.
Then you sit at a typewriter and you type out, like this one I'm going to play in a minute, Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the intro on it is 0.1.
Right.
The spot's 60 seconds long. Mm-hmm. It has the letter C, which means it's a cold ending.
Cold. Just stops. No fade out or anything.
Then the next line is how long the commercial runs.
Mm-hmm.
11:23 to 12:11. And it says agency to let you know that it was done by a professional agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last line is less hassle, which is the out cue. And as you can see, all of this is very...
Which is the out cue and coincidentally the work philosophy of certain people here.
I would like to point out that the word hassle is spelled incorrectly here. H-A-S-S-E-L.
Yes.
But still, it's a very neat and professional job. Now,
but that typing is very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm. Let me show you what John Pop does.
I don't believe I have ever seen one of his labels, and I'm looking forward to this.
This is it, Mike. You can see.
Oh, my God, look at that.
John, can I take the time to type a label?
What did he do? Did he like write it as he was running into the studio?
That's John's handwriting. He got bad handwriting.
My God.
So he takes a Sharpie and writes the number in the lower left-hand corner.
Good.
Then rather than take the extra
right
30 to 40 seconds it would take
sure
to put the cartridge label into a typewriter and type it out, he simply writes on there.
Right.
And he doesn't write all over Washington.
No,
again,
you can't do that because that would take
too much time. He writes, AOW.
Kind of looks like OW.
And it was originally supposed to run 12.7 only.
No need for relabeling, though.
Right, so what he did is he just scratched out only and wrote to 12.11, and then it says POP 60, and the quest and the cue, the out cue, uh-huh. simply says D-O-I-T. Now, right. you might think that's the word doit, uh-huh. but doit, I believe yes. that is do it.
But he does put the dashes between every letter, which would make it very clear to whoever is playing that particular commercial.
Was this? Do you think this is direct on cart?
Oh, I guarantee it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
First okay, very good.
Let's give it a listen. Let's give it a listen. And, you know, maybe John Pop will surprise us. This would be a perfect read, and you would never have known the guy did it right on cart. Right?
I'm pulling for him, and I'm rooting for him. I hope that's true.
Here we go.
WJFK is all over Washington. Enter the United Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters Union Shutout Contest to win a chance to go on the road to see the Redskins play. Just mail a postcard with your name, address, age, day, and evening phone numbers to Shutout Contest.
All right. He's already said, just mail postcard.
Right.
He's like talking like Bizarro.
Yeah, just mail postcard.
Just mail postcard. I bet it's just mail a postcard.
I suppose you want him to go back and do the whole thing over again.
I'm just nitpicking, Mike. Okay. Just mail postcard. Me like sex.
Care of WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. A contestant will be randomly selected each week. To win the road trip, the Redskins must shut out their opponent in any remaining game of the 1998 season. If the Redskins don't shut out any of their opponents, there'll be a random drawing at the end of the season from all postcards received to win a pair of season tickets for the 1999 Redskins season. No purchase necessary. Party like it's 1999 at Capital Countdown 99, presented by Shack Events and Washington Party Group, the nation's premier New Year's Eve gala, with four all-inclusive parties in one at the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel. For details, call 703-242-DOIT.
All right.
That's
702-242-DOIT.
Oh, it is D-O-I-T, so the dashes were appropriate.
I guess so.
D-O-I-T.
Very nice, Johnny.
That is fun, and that's... You know, that's the sweating the detail, putting the dashes between the letters. Mm-hmm.
Just let me re-listen to that first part about Redskins tickets, okay?
Because maybe I was wrong about that.
Yeah, maybe it's not a mistake.
Is all over Washington. Enter the United Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters Union Shutout Contest to win a chance to go on the road to see the Redskins play. Just mail a postcard with your name.
No, Don, you unfortunately were right about that. He did.
Just mail postcard.
Just mail postcard, yes.
Just mail postcard. Wow. All right, well,
649.
Something that if it was on a work tape, you might go back and do it again.
Randomly selected.
All right.
Tiny detail, though. No need to spend, you know.
You got any other John Pop production around? Let's get another one.
That's wonderful. I think it's a good idea. Because I'll tell you, it's easy on the ear. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good label.
I like his voice.
That's a good label. Another label. Looks like, you know, Rudy Martsky laughs at John Pop's handwriting. Just let me say that.
Had a little trouble with those numbers at the bottom of the cartridge label.
That's 1-888.
Is it an 888?
I think so.
Tell you, it's, maybe he got a little muscle fatigue when he was writing those three.
AJFK is all over Washington. Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary.
That was good.
Join
was
former Redskin Ryan Keel this Tuesday night at Champions of Georgia.
Oh, is this the recut?
That must be the recut.
Oh, this is the recut.
He used a work tape, he said, on the recut.
Oh, that's right. So this one will be done perfect.
So he said.
From 9 to 11 p.m. for your chance to be a star quarterback. If you can throw a football through the arms of a receiver and score the most points, you could win a cruise for two to Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah.
And two tickets to the Super Bowl.
See, that's the one Friday where we said Ryan Kula. How do you say Nassau? Robbie?
Nassau.
Nassau.
Nassau, Bahamas.
All right, hold on. We know that one's perfect. Let's hear one more.
Here he comes right now. John Pop.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's making an appearance here.
Johnny Pop,
everyone.
I just want you to know that I'm actually getting ready to go cut it all over Washington right now.
Are you going to do a direct on cart?
I may. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
All right, good man.
I like to challenge.
That's
see.
Good. That's good. Well, it's you, and don't go change it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Enjoy.
We will.
There you go.
How do I turn the production room on?
Oh, we got to hear this.
All right, let me
John
hear
Pop
him.
Raw.
You see, now he'll be under real pressure to really do a yeoman's job on it, to do it very professionally. Like,
you know, I miss the days of Rick McClure when we would always... always listen in on the production sessions.
Which one? Production 2 or Production 1, Robbie?
Production 2.
Production 2?
Got it. All right, he should be firing up the...
Oh, you know what? It'll take him a moment to put the cartridge in the machine that will erase the cartridge.
Right. Yeah. Not a long moment, though. He should get chomping. Is he? He's planning on going to the studio right now?
He just walked in there, but the mic's not on yet.
Oh, the mic's not on?
That's amazing. What's he doing?
Is he in Chris's studio or the other studio?
He's in the Slough studio.
Oh, he's in the Kate Slough studio, in the Slough suite.
Finest sound quality in Washington right there.
All over Washington.
I thought that was him for a minute, Mike. That was you. That was you doing that.
Did I hear a throat clear?
Johnny?
I thought I heard a throat clear there.
You know where the
mic not on?
The mic's not on
yet. The mic's not on yet?
Might want to tell him to get cracking, Rob. A lot of pressure on this one.
Oh, we got a big national audience. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Light just went off. See? I can see the light from our studio.
Playing with you.
I could have sworn I heard a throat clear that sounded...
I thought so, too.
Sounded pop-rific. And we should give him... Oh, there's the tape being... Oh, he's using a work tape.
Okay, hey, man.
Here we go.
Robin's production 2.
Yes.
Is that what he said? Okay, here we go.
You're listening to a commercial being recorded as we speak. On a work tape.
We've like
KJFK.
Shamed him into the
Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip is...
Hey, go walk in on him, Rob.
Tickets to the game, 2 nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on
February
28th.
Hey. Yeah, we just came in to say that we're all behind you.
You're behind me now.
Wait, best wishes from the Don and Mike show.
Hey, thank you very much.
Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, thanks, Rob. In the middle of it.
That's Rob Spiewak all over Washington.
is he going direct on Carter, or is he using a work tape?
I didn't notice. Hold on.
Rob's going to go back in there.
Carter right recue.
Oh, yes. Wait for the card to recue.
Maybe he is going right on the card.
Can you correct your card on that?
I'm trying to, yes.
He is! Okay, all right, then.
Way to go.
All right, then don't interrupt him.
This is a live take.
Okay.
All right, live take. Here we go.
This is good. This is real pressure.
Let's wait for the card to recue so I can redo it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're not going to believe this.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're not going to believe this.
The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
No pressure here. Think of all the time John is saving by doing it like this.
That's right.
See, what I question, though, is he's running a work tape, but he's still putting the music behind it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's how skilled he is.
Skilled or just not understanding the concept?
What do you mean? What do you mean he's doing?
He's going direct to cart,
right.
But he's also running a reel-to-reel tape. But if you're going to a reel-to-reel tape, why not put the music
because,
on afterwards?
Because...
Isn't the music on the reel-to-reel tape?
No, the music is on another card.
He's using the reel-to-reel because...
It's all on cart, baby.
Because the station...
That tape is gone.
Because the station...
Oh, he got rid of the work tape. Go see if he got rid of the work tape.
Go see.
See if he got rid of the real tape. So he's working without a net.
Live and dangerous on cart.
The station has some kind of jive quality control where like all the commercials are supposed to be saved on a reel-to-reel in case...
Yeah.
The machine eats them, they can just recart them.
Right. Now, if you screw up on this, it's all the more pressure because it just, you got to start the whole thing again.
Over again.
JFK has not had a master production reel since 1994.
Oh, so we don't have a master reel.
No, we have no master reel. We just get John to come in and recut it.
That blows me away that there's no master reel.
Nah.
That kills me.
All right, here we go.
This is Jeremy Coleman speaking.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas, Texas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, 2 nights hotel.
You want a side bet on if he's going to make it through or not?
I got a feeling he's going to make it.
I'll bet you he doesn't.
Okay.
And another Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's 5-star ship, the
Emerald
Dom. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401. Visit the Dish Network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to the Redskins radio, and if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See in-store display for additional details and contest rules. No purchase necessary. Go Skins!
All right, so here's what's wrong with that. He kind of slurred his words.
Right. Yes,
and
kinda.
When you're doing a commercial, You got to sound very assertive when you're reading a copy.
You got to punch out that copy.
This is the best thing that will ever happen to you. And when John was doing that, it was kind of like, this is the best thing that will ever happen to you.
Yep. And not to nitpick, but he also said, listen to the Redskins radio.
Yeah, I heard that one. I don't know what that is.
Oh, hold on. John can hear us. Hi, John.
Yes.
Are you gonna have to redo it?
That one I'll have to redo.
Oh, nonsense. John, that's a keeper.
Put it on the master reel and go home.
All right, one more time. No pressure, John, but we're all listening.
Okay. I'm listening to your critique, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it.
Then this time,
I'd like to also say that we're not here right now. That tape's in the studio.
I would like to bet this time that Johnny aces it with possibly the best enunciation he's ever made on a WJFK commercial.
I'm going to go with you on that one. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say he is going to kill this one. He's going to slay us.
What do you think, Buzzy?
Perfect. I think it'll be perfect.
Home run?
You got a lot of pressure on you now, John.
Charlie Broyhill doubts that.
He doubts. All right. He's the one doubter.
All right, hold on. Hey, come here, Charlie. Let's bet a dollar on this.
Okay.
Very seriously.
Fine. All right.
Let's say, hey, Charlie, you want to bet a dollar? That Pop can't make it through this whole thing without screwing it up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're on. $1.
Yeah. You're on.
$1. That means you're going to get $3.
That's right.
You're going to get one from Buzz, right? From me, and from Don.
Are you in on this, Robbie?
No.
No, all right, of course not.
I hate to bet.
Right. All right, stand by.
You hate to bet poker, buddy.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is it. Ready for the best
live
take
card.
Live on card. Here we go.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodation, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's 5-star ship, the MS Bean Dom. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 1-888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401. Visit the Dish Network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio, and if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See indoor display all.
Oh, Charlie, get the dollars out. Get your money, Charlie.
Charlie gets $3.
You're lucky I didn't say what I normally say when I screw up.
There you go, Charlie. There's my dollar for you.
There's your dollar.
That's $3 for Charlie.
The pressure was just too much.
Oh, you almost did it there, John.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So now, John, are you rethinking going directly onto card? Are you now thinking about putting things on a reel of tape first?
Yeah, I do that from time to time. Depends on how much time I have.
You're a very busy man. We should point that out.
But sometimes you're right. It's stupid. I'll redo it 5 times onto a cart, and the time I could have just read it right onto a piece of tape. So.
But right now, we're still going direct to cart.
We are direct to cart.
That's
direct
the only way we want to hear it.
Okay.
DTC.
This will be the third take.
Stand by. I'm waiting for the cart to recue itself.
This is the good one.
We're recording.
That's the way it is when you're direct to cart.
You ever use the digital thing they have in there, John?
Yes, actually, I am learning how to use that right now. So I.
How long have you been learning that, John?
About 3 years now.
Oh man!
So we got a thing in there, this digital editor thing, that makes like production so much easier.
That's the greatest.
You press one button and it digitally edits. All these things that used to be so time-consuming.
You can put all this information in there.
Mm-hmm. You used to have to use a razor blade and crayons on tape.
You'd have to draw on a tape where you wanted to make an edit, then use a razor blade to cut it, and then you'd have to get this teeny tiny tape so you could tape the two pieces of tape together.
Mm-hmm. And at least at some of the places I worked at, we were always running out of that tape.
Oh, of course, using Scotch tape.
And that was one of the things about a master reel or work tape. One of the problems with that would be if somebody edited right onto the master reel. Because at a real production facility, a real production facility would have a master tape and a work tape. Not here.
No. All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. All right, hold on. Anybody want to bet on this one?
No.
Yeah, I would. Don, I'm going to say he's not going to make it through this one.
I will bet you he makes it through it.
Okay, a $1 bet.
Okay, you on? Buzz, you want in this action?
I'm out this time. I've been burned.
Broyhill, you want in?
He's coming in.
Charlie Broyhill? What do you think? Is he going to make it or is he not going to make it this time?
He's not going to make it.
He's not going to make it.
All right, I'll take both of you guys on. I have faith in John Pop.
You get $2 if he makes it all the way through. You pay us a dollar each if
now,
he doesn't.
How strict are we going to be about pronunciation and stuff?
No, I'll be as lenient as I was the first time.
Okay, all right. Very good.
I would tell you right now that under those guidelines, I would have used the first one as a keeper.
I think John should be the ultimate judge because he's the one who has to decide whether or not it goes on the air.
No, I think you're being foolish there, Rob.
Well, he has no financial interest in it.
All right, come on. We got to do a break. John, no pressure, but give us a great one this time.
Here we go.
Stand by.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's five-star ship, the MS Bean Dom. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401. Visit the Dish Network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio, and if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See in-store display for additional details and contest rules. No purchase necessary, and go Skins.
Nope. What was that? Nope.
No,
what?
No purchase necessary.
Sorry. Mike, I got a dollar for you. I got a dollar for you, Charlie.
Johnny had a little trouble with purchase at the end there.
I know.
Do you know? Are you aware of that? Because Rob said you were the ultimate judge.
Now, listen, be honest with me. If we weren't listening to you right now,
would I let that one go?
Would you let that go?
If it was running for a day, probably.
How many days is that supposed to run for?
This one runs for 3 days.
Ooh. So by your standards, are you? Would that be a keeper for you?
That'd be borderline.
Mm-hmm. Here's your dollar, Charlie.
Thank you.
Mike, here's your dollar.
Thank you, Don.
You'll learn.
So close. Dom was making a fist for you at the end there, rooting you through to the finish line.
But I had it.
Like the second to last word.
I know.
I had it. All right, we want to try one more time?
So, yeah, we going to wager on this one, too?
Sure, I'll bet you on this one.
Okay.
So close, yet so far. All right, here we go.
Once again, perhaps I'm a fool. I will bet that John Pop will do it correctly.
I'm going to say not a chance.
I'm going to go with you, Don. I think he'll get it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll owe you guys each a dollar.
And that's pressure.
Okay?
All right.
Good luck, John.
Here we go. Stand by.
Rolling.
Oh, guess what? It's not hang on.
Okay.
All right. It's fine equipment.
You just relax.
Here we go.
You just relax there, Johnny.
You got it this time.
I'm behind you 1,000%.
All right, here we go.
No, you're not. You bet that he would screw it up again.
Oh, that's right.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's five-star...
Strong read this
MS Bean Dom. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 1-888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401.
Come on, that was okay.
18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to the Redskins radio.
Oh my God, you are bankrupting me, Johnny. Mike, here is another dollar for you.
Actually, this is becoming quite a lucrative show for me today.
Oh my God. All right.
I'm ready to quit now.
All right, I got to do a break anyway. Let us know if you get it done right, John.
Yes, I shall.
Okay, thank you. There he is, Mr. Liddy's producer, Johnny Pop, live from the production room.
Live on cart.
Oh, man. Mike, when you were in Atlantic City, did they have anything any gambling as exciting as this?
Not a chance. I'd love to have the John Pop Pavilion.
We'll come right back. Did he get it done? Robbie, would you go just see if you got it done? I don't need to hear it. I know it by heart by now, as everybody in our audience does.
John's memorized it also. He hasn't finished it yet.
Oh, no. He's not done with it yet?
Mike is still alive. If I can't walk in that studio again, he'd kill me.
Oh.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys.
This is live.
7th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodation.
Sounds to me like that was reason for a redo right there.
Absolutely.
Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's 5-star ship, the MS Vendome. For more information, call...
And we need a clarification on how to pronounce the name of that ship.
0401.
Is it like Jean-Claude Vendome?
The SS Vendome.
Visit the Dish Network display at any of the...
Anybody out there listening know the name of that ship?
And register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to the Redskins and Redskins...
Poor guy.
He's still going at it.
I'd like to know what take that... I think during the commercial break, they gave him at least two takes.
At least.
Oh, my God.
So that would be up to his, like, sixth or seventh.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th.
Now he's doing it the regular way.
Well,
it
saves time. Vendome is correct, according to Tammy, our promotion.
Vendome.
We're just wondering. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's 5-star ship, the MS Vendome. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401. Visit the Dish Network display at any...
I think he's going to get it this time. This is tough.
Sears stores tough and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio, and as Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See in-store stuff.
Oh,
no! Play for additional details and contest rules. Oh. No purchase necessary. Go Skins!
So what he's going to do now is actually have to go through and edit, the way that a normal disc jockey would edit the tape, right?
Which for John Pop, and I just should point this out to everyone, that's a little slice of hell. He doesn't want to do that extra work.
Take him extra time.
Mm-hmm. I just got an insight from Slough. Another reason it's taking him a long time is the cartridge he's going to is a 2.5-minute cartridge.
Yeah, of course. All right, let me explain that.
For a one stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see... Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes...
At Texas Stadium.
And anybody who's ever done this on a regular basis knows sometimes you reach a point...
Stop by your local Applebee's
where the more you do it, the worse you get.
I would like to say, Buzz, that's why I did the betting the way I did, because I knew he'd reach that point where it was too much.
Tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodation, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise.
He screwed up the end, too, though.
Yes.
February 28th on board Holland America's 5-star ship, the MS Vendome. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 1-888-255-0401.
They're loving this right now.
That's 1-888-255-0401.
Oh, this is the one.
Yeah. This network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio. And if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish... You'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See indoor display for additional details and contest rules. No purchase necessary.
It's entirely different.
See, if John knew how to use the digital editor, it would be very simple for him to take all these mistakes,
right,
and just by pushing a couple of buttons, he'd be able to make it sound seamless.
Oh, yeah. Tape it all together.
He'd be home by now.
Yeah, but now what he's got to do is go through his work tape and edit together the good parts.
He wouldn't be home right now, but I still have to roll the cart down the hallway and get to the elevator.
Right.
Elevator up to his office.
It's catching.
That's on John's end. That's not on our end.
I knew that wasn't on your end.
Feedback.
I think he's working it now.
That was him taking the tape machine out of Audition and putting it in a program.
I heard a rumor that he's already sweated through his shirt.
How come I can't get anything on this? He may have blocked us out. I don't know.
I'm like hearing it in one channel.
Yeah.
If he's editing using the speaker on the tape deck, it's not going through the board. So if he's not going through the board, you're not going to be able to hear it.
He'd be doing that too, wouldn't he? Using the speaker on the tape deck. Yeah. Right.
Why?
Because it's the weakest speaker that gives you the least feedback as to how the spot really sounds.
It's easier.
It's easier
and quicker.
Okay, hold on.
John will tell you to always cue through the board because that'll save you for errors.
Right.
All right, I just
heard
the tape.
Now
I'm hearing the tape go.
What you're hearing is the crafting of the of the final product here.
The fine craftsmanship.
That's right.
That goes into a commercial.
It sounds a little choppy right now as he's doing it, but what we will hear in the end will be pretty close to a masterpiece. That's right, an artisan. The thing I like the most about John Pop.
Ask the G-Man, G. Gordon Liddy.
He respects his craft.
You're here.
Now, why is he playing one of Mr. Liddy's promos now?
Probably have something else to do in there, doesn't he?
No, Miss Slough is in there working on some of Mr. Liddy's promos.
What happened to John doing his commercial?
He's still in there. He's cutting the tape now.
He's editing it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So she's doing her work. Does she know how to use the digital editor?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's using that now to make the promo for Liddy?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and that's great, because since John hasn't been able to learn to use it in 3 years, he can work off the tape while she works off the digital editor.
Well, Kate is part of his labor saving.
Yeah, she helps him out a lot.
How is Kate part of his labor saving?
She spends hours in there working on promos, so John is not.
Right, free to do other things. Labor saving in that he will simply say, Kate, do this, and leave.
That frees John up to do other tasks.
Like taking the cart up to the second floor.
That's right, and doing all over Washington. And making labels.
We should mention that John is being a very good sport about all this.
He's a very good guy. I love him.
We think he's being a good sport about all this.
He's laughing in front of us. You know, he might be...
was laughing in front of us about 40 minutes ago, Mike.
Yeah. He would have done this in 60 seconds if it hadn't been for us. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
No, he's a good sport, though. He enjoys the ribbing.
Yes, he does.
Let's see what he's doing.
All right.
Andy enjoys ribs.
How much for a rib?
Pour some in my hand for a dime.
You got change for 100?
Oh, come on, man.
Help a brother. How much for a rib?
It's fun when you get a progress report as to how things are going right now.
This is excellent because John is multitasking. Mm-hmm. He's editing and he's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah. Two jobs with one skin set of hands.
If Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name,
that assures quality.
Come to WJFK at the start of every...
Is he booking a... Is he booking a guest for Gordon, or is he ordering dinner?
It could be one of each.
What's the phone number in there? Maybe I'll call him up.
892.
Stadium.
Do you think he'd get mad if we had somebody like...
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey, Don.
John, your pizza's here.
I'll be right over. I'm getting ready to mix down now.
Oh, we're going to mix down now.
Very good.
I couldn't handle doing it live to Card anymore. I was getting too much haranguement from your producer.
Okay, very good.
Okay, all right.
Too much haranguement.
We're with you, Johnny.
And I think this is close enough to a final take of this one.
Okay,
I'm ready to walk out the door.
Okay, beautiful.
Here we go.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye.
Tight, bright, and out of sight.
It's a shame there's not a window in there, you know, that you could walk by the window while...
All right, here's the final perfect product.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic 7-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's 5-star...
Sounds like he said February wrong.
Yes, he did.
For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 1-888-255...
A little wrong.
That's 1-888...
Rudy's on the phone.
04...
He gives this commercial at A-Monitor.
This network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio. And if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See indoor display for additional details and contest rules. No purchase necessary. Go Skins!
Flawless. Ah, fantastic. Okay. Really, just a stellar job, I might add.
Perfectly done.
Keep killing me!
Perfectly done. Our thanks to perfectionist John Pop.
Yeah. John Pop, what a fine job that was.
Thank you, Johnny. Rob?
Yes?
Go give him a few chocolate-covered raisins.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take the boy! Take the boy! And not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
The Don and Mike Show!
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Hey, you want to do some underwear of the rich and famous?
Yeah, let's do it!
Not only can we ask celebrities what kind of underwear they're wearing, but we'll also ask
what they'll be enjoying for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I remember when we talked to LeBeau and he said, I'll be enjoying a meal at Cuckoo, which I didn't know at the time is a fast food joint out there in California.
Oh, we saw that when we broadcast from California.
It sounded to me because LeBeau was saying it. I thought it was some kind of she fancy restaurant, but then we went by and it's like this chicken place.
Now, of course, no celebrities in their right mind would ever give us their phone numbers. Right. So what we have is another one of our spies who shall remain nameless.
Yes.
But they work with celebrities, and we received this letter. Dear Don and Mike, I thought you might like this list of new phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is a bodyguard for many of these celebrities.
Very good.
And that's how I got these numbers.
And that's what you want your bodyguard doing in Hollywood.
Now, no guarantee that these numbers will even be in service.
You never know.
But here's the potential list.
Okay.
Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Sissy Spacek.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Faye Dunaway.
My underwear is my business.
Roger Ebert.
Yes. Ah.
Vernon Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Poitier.
Yes.
Kathy C. Gifford.
Very good.
Let's start right at the top with Kathy C.
Let's go for it. Yeah. Tremendously exciting. It's a very simple phone call. It's a very simple question.
What kind of underwear are you wearing, Kathy C? Or GIF. Depends, yeah. I bet.
You never know.
You don't know, GIF.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Frank Gifford.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Frank or Kathy Lee, please.
May I talk who's calling?
Yes, this is the Don and Mike radio show.
The Don and Mike radio show?
Yes.
I'm afraid they're unavailable.
Oh, bummer.
Can I take your name and... they'll get back to you?
Well, we're playing a little radio game we call Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and we just call celebrities to ask what kind of underwear they're wearing.
Wow.
We're also going to ask what they're enjoying for Thanksgiving.
It's kind of a two-fold call, very brief.
Who are you? Who are you? One of the hangers-on for Kathy Lee?
Excuse me?
Are you one of the hangers-on for Kathy Lee?
Well, I guess you could say that.
Or is this Cody?
No, it's not.
Hey, dude.
So what, you have a telephone number?
Yeah, hold on a second, please.
Yeah.
They'll ever call us back. Charlie, would you pick that up, please?
Interesting. Interesting first call, though.
Uh-huh. All right, let's try... do you want to try Barbara Walters?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. She shouldn't be too embarrassed, what with the Monica interview and all.
She interviewing Monica?
Yeah, apparently so.
That's the big interview, right?
Yeah,
supposed to come up after the first
year. Oh, that's right, but that's so far off.
Yeah, January, February, who knows?
This is Baba Wawa we're calling right now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara, please.
Who is it, please?
Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're doing our radio show right now.
Okay, you have to call her at her office.
Is this Dr. Ruth?
Call her at her office.
Oh, this is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Mike.
Oh, it's Dr. Brothers.
I'm sorry. I thought we were trying the home of Barbara Walters.
You want Barbara Walters?
Yes, we want her. Desperately, we want her.
Yes, we're playing a little radio quiz game, and we'd love her to play.
Call her at her office.
What did you say?
Call her at her office.
Are you German?
No.
You said call her tomorrow?
No, I said call her at her office. Office. O-F-F-I.
Off-I?
Her office. You don't know office?
Did you say office?
Yes.
Who is this, Yoko Ono?
What?
Is this Yoko Ono?
Call Miss Walters at her office. Uh-huh.
You didn't tell it. Did you? You know, someone said if we called this number, we might have to call her at her office. Is
that
true?
Right, that's what I said.
Oh, you told us that.
Yes, call her at her office.
What did you say?
Okay, well then what we need to do now is speak to Miss Walters.
Barbara Walters, please. Hello.
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 Yes, Barbara Walters, please.
Yes,
it's Don and Mike calling. We're doing a national radio show right now. Thank you.
We need to speak to Barbara Walters, please.
I told you to call her at her office. You will get her in her office.
You want us to what, ma'am?
Call Miss Walters at her office.
I'm afraid I didn't understand. Did you say you want us to stay on the line and you will go get her? We'd be glad to wait.
Why are you telling me that? I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm sorry, please.
Did you have a cell phone there? Because it's a very bad connection. We just would like to speak with Barbara Walters, please.
How many times was I telling you to call her office?
Tell us what?
Call 4567.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. All right, no.
no, don't do that.
Jesus Christ.
All right, don't do that. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
You give trouble.
God.
Prison matron.
Sure didn't sound like Yoko Ono, did it? He loved you long time. All right, next, let's try... Oh, hey, what about old Faye Dunaway?
Faye Dunaway. I have heard that Ms. Dunaway can be somewhat difficult.
Oh, really?
I think I saw it on a television program once.
Oh. I will always beat you because I'm bigger than you and stronger than you.
I will.
Ah!
But I will always beat you.
Fax machine.
You lost again. It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
And I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
Oh, Christina got in trouble then, too.
All right, well, that was a fax machine, obviously.
And Steve Forrest showed up right after that.
Steve Forrest from SWAT, right?
Yeah. Steve Forrest. I'm a big fan of Steve Forrest.
Listen, hold on. We have to do a quick break. Then we'll come back and go to the rest of the celebs on the list. We'll be back. We're going to devote a whole segment to underwear of the rich and famous. Got some new phone numbers we're working on. All right. Barbara Walters, obviously her home number with her very militant Chinese cleaning lady.
Call her in her office.
Also, a correct home number for Kathy C. Gifford and Prostate Gifford.
Yes.
However, I was told during the break that Kathy C., with Regis doing the show from Los Angeles this week.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, Giff would be up in Baltimore to do his 3-second bit from inside his glass coffin on Monday Night Football tonight.
They're not there.
So no surprise that neither one of them was there. Faye Dunaway, that number was an answering machine, a fax machine.
Okay. She was not in a glass coffin.
All right, let's try Shishi Spacek.
You loved her as Terry in the fabulous Stephen King film and the coal miner's daughter.
Thank you, Rob. That Carrie. I remember when I saw that movie. Up until that time, I'd never seen anything that scared me like the end of the movie, Carrie.
Good evening. It's the Dodger Group Answering Service.
Oh, hi. We're looking for Sissy Spacek. This is the Donna Mike Radio Show. We didn't realize this is some lame answering service.
No. Sissy Spacek is not here.
Huh. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
You take care now.
When that hand came up at the end of Carrie, totally unprepared for it. All right. How about Sidney Poitier?
Sidney Poitier. I just watched him over the weekend in a movie, The Jackal.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
One of our finest colored actors.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and...
Right. He's not there.
Oh, man, we're just, I just feel like we took that left-hand turn down to the Al Molinaro Road.
Not yet, Mike.
Okay.
There's plenty of stop before we get to Al Molinaro Land.
Very good.
We're trying... Bill Cosby now.
Bill Cosby, the cause.
Please hold while your call is being connected.
Excellent.
Sounds like a cell phone, maybe, for Bill Cosby.
We're in reefs. Regis Rolls.
He might be real pissed a couple
The mobile weeks. Unit you've called is
DJ's calling
responding
in.
Or is outside the coverage area. Mm. Please try your call again later. A1.
Hey, listen to that guy's voice.
Yeah. Great steak sauce.
Man.
All right, Roger Ebert.
Yeah. Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
He's actually been on the show formally, but this would be an informal call.
Good chance to ask him about the brain surgery for Frankenstein for Gene Siskel.
The number you have reached, 5-2.
All right, let me turn that on so you can hear that number. Blah, blah.
Not in service.
Oh,
man.
Please check the number and
hold on.
I'll tell you right now, I'm wearing some extra large briefs, and I hope you enjoy them, too.
I got an extra number here. The girl who does makeup for Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, very good. Find out what kind of underwear she's wearing. It's an extra bonus number.
That has to be a thankless job, applying the makeup to Kathy C's tired old face.
Yeah, but you get great forearms. Constant troweling.
They should use a roller, like a paint roller.
Mm-hmm. Foundation with a trowel.
I need to put extra on. Oh, every day going through that is so difficult.
All right, no? All right, we're going to our B-list now.
because, as it turns out, some of these numbers were actually decent, so we'll hold on to them for a future episode.
Very good.
Mike, I'm not going to Al Molinaro right away.
We're not on Al Molinaro Lane yet?
Nope. George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Ah.
One of our favorites. Who doesn't like George Carlin?
Nobody I know.
Those commercials he does for the phone company are annoying, though.
Everybody's doing those. Yeah, everybody's doing those now. It's amazing.
Dennis Miller ones really suck.
So the Paul Reiser ones are the worst, though. When he sits there with his big sandwich. And his brand new T-shirt that he wants to look casual, but, it, you know, somebody just put it on him.
Paul Reiser.
Right.
Paul Reiser.
Hello.
Well, he does that.
You have reached the voicemail box for 4-5.
Again, no celebrity voice.
Huh. Please leave your message after the tone.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
No, very busy people.
Snipes, buddy, we try him all the time.
Yeah, he's usually not there.
Rip Taylor, we try him all the time.
Oh, I know we do.
All right, we'll try him.
Good guy.
All right.
Rip Taylor is just so Hollywood that we get through once in a while.
Hello. All right, trying Rip Taylor. Of course, he used to be. Was it the Gong Show that he was on where he would throw the confetti and stuff?
Merv Griffin, the Gong Show, the Mike Douglas Show.
Mm-hmm. Last time we spoke to him, he was going to Red Skelton's funeral, wasn't
he? Office.
Doctor's office.
Hello, Rip Taylor, please.
You have the wrong number.
All right, my bad. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What, Robbie?
Rip also hosted the $1.98 beauty contest. Great program.
Nobody could throw confetti. Are we still calling Rip?
Yeah, I'm going to try that number again. Maybe I misdialed it.
And then there's houseboy Robbie, who we spoke to a long time ago. Who identified him as his houseboy, Robbie.
Hi. Rip is on the road performing right now, so any messages that you want to leave, you can leave here, but he will only be checking every 2 to 3 days, and we'll try to get back to you, but you're going to have to be patient because the man is on the road. Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right, hold on. Let me.
That's Robbie, I think, right there.
Yeah, we try his cell phone.
Rips.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about Rip Taylor makes me laugh.
Was he in Wayne's World 2 or in regular Wayne's World?
He had a couple of film roles. The psychic told him. Remember that when he was talking about the psychic? The psychic saw it.
Comedy Tonight, this is PD.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was calling Rip Taylor's cell phone. This is the Don and Mike radio show?
No, this is the company manager for the tour's cell phone.
Is Rip kicking around there at all?
I believe he's probably at the theater getting ready.
Mm. At the theater. Okay, thank you.
Can I take a message for you?
No, that's all right.
Is there anybody else famous there?
Anybody else famous here?
Yeah.
No, you reached my hotel room.
Ah. Oh, your hotel room. Sorry.
I'm pretty famous in my own right, but I'm all alone right now.
Okay, gotcha. All
see right. Comedy Tonight.
Billy Barty. Famous midget.
Oh, man, this is going to be a little rough since we don't have Scott the Dwarf running interference for us.
Excuse me. Yeah. Famous dwarf. Scott didn't like it. We called him a midget.
Famous little person, Don.
Very horny, as I recall, from Scott's trips to the little person's convention.
And angry.
Hi, thanks for calling the Billy Barty Foundation. I'm sorry we're not in right now. Either we're on the phone or in a conference.
Hey.
Please talk slow and leave your name and your phone number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yeah. Where you represent?
Hello.
Hello.
Pass the helium.
Hello.
Billy?
Hello.
Billy Barty? Hello?
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 All right. Let me see. I don't want to call LeBeau again.
I'm having turkey at Cuckoo.
Okay. Fred the Cordova. Do you think anybody knows who that is? He used to be the producer of Johnny Carson Show.
You and I do. That's all that matters right now. We're going to call former Tonight Show producer Fred the Cordova.
You got through to him once before. He was very nice to you.
Well, hi.
It was many years ago.
Oh, dear.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Speaking of glass coffin, then he changed his number.
It just didn't go through.
That's where Giff will be doing the show for. I'm Chris Berman. Let's go over to the glass coffin.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Fred there, please?
Huh?
Fred de Cordova.
He's not here right now. May I take a message?
Is this Mrs. D.C.?
She's not available right now.
Oh, oh, another housekeeper. Hello, this is the Donna Mike Radio Show. How you doing, baby?
Fine, thank you.
Do you clean his underpants?
Pardon me?
Do you clean Mr. DeCordova's underpants?
No.
We're playing a little game called Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and we wanted to find out what kind of underwear Fred wears.
Oh, I'm not available right now. She's calling me. I'm sorry.
You ever meet Mr. Johnny?
No.
How about Mr. Ed?
No, I even knew here.
Mr. Doc?
No, nobody.
Mr. Tommy Newsom?
No.
No?
No.
How about Barbara Walters?
No.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Mr. DeCordova, these need some extra washing.
Body by Jake.
Jake Steinfeld?
Yeah.
We're going to call the legendary fitness guru, Jake Steinfeld.
We are definitely near the bottom of the barrel now.
Good afternoon, buddy by Jake.
Yes, Jake, please.
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is the Don and Mike Radio Show. We're doing our show right now.
The Don and Mike?
Yeah, radio show. It's a national show on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hold on just a sec.
Excellent.
Time to a new house.
There he is.
Excited about...
You can do it. Don't quit.
We just are like this, idiot's there.
And protecting all of you.
It'd be almost a letdown if he was there, won't it?
Yeah, but he's there.
Of course he's there.
And he's going to come to the phone.
Where else is he? These are all preparing for his next QVC appearance.
Working on his Abadabas. Or his Batissimo.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. He coined that, you know. He originated that. That's his property.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Hello?
Same holds true for people who make...
And you know something? This is one of those hold messages where we all might get a little benefit out of listening to it.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
If I have... He's on a conference call. He's going to be a while. Can we call you back?
Yeah, right. Tell him F you. Well, that was the message. Trying to sell me a broomstick for $39.95? Call it some kind of ab machine?
Uh-huh. You are not pleased.
Okay, Mike. Getting very close to Molinaro time.
Yay. He'll be home.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Tony Randall.
Tony Randall! Oh, if Tony's there, he hangs up on us, but he hangs up wonderfully.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Click.
Grace, we got to get some new celebrity phone numbers, man.
Yeah, I know.
This is 724.
Hold on.
Please leave your message after the tone.
That's Tony.
Hello.
Hi. It's Jack. How you doing, buddy?
Tony might pick up. We thought it was Jack Klugman.
Hey, Tony, it's Jack. Are you there?
You used your real voice, though.
Oh.
You blew it.
Sorry about that.
How did you let me throw? Break out the book, Rob.
Oh, boy.
Break out the book. Yeah, I don't
are we going
go to...
into the old dust-covered book
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm not going to go Molinaro yet.
Mm.
Hold
right.
on a second.
We're going deep into the book.
Okay.
We're trying. We came very close to Jake Steinfeld. And very close to Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm.
And very close to Frank and Kathy Lee.
Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, she was on the Today Show this morning giving out great advice about the holidays.
They're both Valentine's.
I hope we get through because I want to thank her for that advice she gave out today. She said, put low expectations on your holidays.
Yes. No problem, Joyce.
Wonderful piece of advice.
Uh-huh. Very important.
That's what I'll be doing. She is looking too good.
Of course.
Hello?
Ow!
All right.
Damn.
Hold on a second.
I don't know what I'm going
to Sean Cassidy.
All right.
I know, Mike.
He done lately.
I think he's tried to produce some shows and he's become bitter. Because...
Excuse me. Da do run run. Hardy Boys. Looks like a Hardy Boys.
Boris Me Valdez. Good afternoon.
Or was that Sean Cassidy? Was that the other guy? Was that the queer guy, Parker Stevenson?
Hello?
Hello, yes, Sean Cassidy, please.
We are a financial management company. You want to talk to a bookkeeper?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, he's on a call. I can take a message.
All right.
No one's available.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second.
No, a bookkeeper.
Robert Conrad.
I dare you to knock it off. Have we ever gotten through to Robert Conrad?
Nope.
Good chance he might get upset.
Yeah. Kind of banking on that now.
Innovative artist.
Oh,
yeah, it's an agent.
That. Francis Ford Coppola's winery.
Ah! Maybe he's down there checking the grapes. Checking the grapes and making wine the only way Francis knows how, between two pillows.
Are working on that musical version of Gidget.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good afternoon, Nibom Coppola, Lorraine.
Yes, Mr. Coppola, please.
He's not available right now. May I take a message?
No. Yes, this is Aaron Spelling.
Okay.
F you. I'm sorry, I'm just getting near the end of my rope with this.
Yeah.
Well,
that rope will feel nice and fine once it reaches the Molinaro residence.
Al Franken, who cares?
No, I hate Al Franken.
Larry Gatlin, who cares? Larry Holmes Enterprises.
Oh, we always call that up in eastern Pennsylvania.
Hulk Hogan, that a home number?
I don't know, I think so.
Maybe Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah, all right.
That'd be terrific. Yeah. But he wears his underwear on the outside, though.
Well, be a good chance to talk to him. Talk to him. Charlton Heston, is that a home number? We never called him before.
Moses.
Hey, man.
He likes guns and all, but...
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, Mr. Hogan, please.
Oh, wrong number.
All right.
Well, another housekeeper, though.
Here we go. Charlton Heston.
What kind of underwear do I wear?
Loincloth, like in Planet of the Apes.
I wear none.
Hello?
Yeah, Chuck Heston, please.
May I tell him who's calling?
This is Don and Mike. We're doing a national radio show right now.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
He just stepped out the door. Let me see if I can find him.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The old mother chucker.
Well, that'd be very cool.
Yeah. Kenny Kramer, no way.
Hey, who needs Kenny Kramer if we get Charlton Heston?
Is he expecting this call?
Absolutely not.
He is absolutely not, huh?
Yes, yeah. We're playing a little game we call Underwear of the Rich and Famous.
Let me drop a little name here. Would you please tell him that we're good friends with G. Gordon Liddy?
Hold on, I'll see if I can catch him.
Very good.
Hasn't he been on Liddy's show before?
Very often, and what you say is true.
G. Gordon just dropped by a couple of copies of his calendar to us today. We're having a meeting with Ken. Uh-huh. Those girls in his calendar are nearly naked. I'd give that calendar a plug if I had the telephone number for it.
Stacked and packed calendar.
Call G. Gordon Liddy and order his calendar.
It's got a very interesting cover.
And the girls are almost naked.
Uh-huh. Very controversial.
Uh-huh. My favorite was Miss April.
Yeah, April was showing it all.
Totally see-through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if he's not there...
Hi, I can't catch him, but if you'll call back in about 10 minutes, he ought to be back here.
Oh, really? Now, are you just BSing us? Or?
No, I know how to say goodbye.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, we'll check back with him.
Okay.
All right. Well, if I do a commercial break, it's on you then. We'll come back. We'll call Charlton Heston in 10 minutes.
Well, I can't guarantee, but I can tell you he's going to be in the house in 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, here you go.
That's exciting.
This poor handwriting screams John Pop. The number for G. Gordon Liddy's calendar, I'll give him a plug. It's 1-800-737-1808.
All right. Part the C.
Tom Landry?
Tom Landry, legendary coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And a man that I would be fascinated to know the answer to the question.
What did you say to me?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Of course not. All right. Hold on a second. Shirley MacLaine, we call her too much. Eddie Mecca, I'm bored with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Methane, no thank you. Jay North, just had him on the show. Mm-hmm. Donny Osmond, big bore. Ted Nugent, had him on plenty of times. Regis Philbin, work. No, that won't do it. Tony Randall, I already called him. Ahmad Rashad, who cares? Sally Struthers.
You ever made contact with Sally Struthers?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Tell her we're calling from between two pillows.
Must have been a dream I had that we actually did get through. This could be nice.
Yeah. Fran Tarkenton? Oh, that's a work number. I don't see anybody else. Dionne Warwick. Who cares about her?
Yeah, we've also had her on. Yeah. We played the game with her.
Yeah. Dick Van Patten? No, thanks.
No, not until we're getting ready to go out to L.A. again to play poker.
Whose number is this?
Bye.
Struthers.
Oh, was that her?
I think. Sounded like a kid, I think.
Oh, it's Sally Struthers. Let me speak her language here. On behalf of all the starving kids in the world, stop eating! Okay.
Okay.
You ready for last resort?
I certainly am. Who are we calling now?
Al Molinaro.
Let's call Al Molinaro. He, strangely enough, is usually home.
I love that about him.
We're going to call the former star of Happy Days, star of Happy Days.
Al Molinaro.
Al Molinaro.
And then maybe we'll try Heston during the next break.
Yeah. Very good.
Otherwise, a big zero for us, except for Barbara Walters' housekeeper.
Hello?
Al!
It's Don and Mike.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Mr. Reliable, Al Molinaro. Listen, we're doing our radio show now, of course.
Doing your radio show?
Yeah, we just called to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Al.
Oh, how sweet you guys are.
How have you been? We haven't chatted in a long time.
No, I know. I've been kind of fooling around, you know. No show business.
Nothing happening? Are you doing those commercials anymore?
Oh, yeah. I'm still finishing those commercials.
I thought you were writing a book. Weren't you writing a book the last time we were talking?
Yeah, I'm done with my book. Ah. And it's right now, it's into a couple of different publishers.
Waiting on the results,
are you? I got my eyes crossed, toes crossed, everything.
Yeah. Well, listen, Al, the reason we're calling, of course, you're on our A-list of celebrities.
Oh, how sweet you are.
We're doing a feature called Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and now we'd like to know, Al Molinaro, of course, you love him on Happy Days.
That's right, big star.
Al, what type underwear are you wearing?
Do you know something?
Yes.
I wear the jockey shorts. They're made in my hometown of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Bravo! See, you got an answer from Al Molinaro.
He never disappoints us, ladies and gentlemen.
The jockey shorts.
Yeah. Jockeys, that's what he's wearing.
Jockey for Al Molinaro.
From Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Beautiful. Al, have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks, guys. Same to you and everybody else there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Al.
How good is that loser's always there?
Yeah.
He's like the emergency celebrity behind the glass, break in case of emergency.
You know, that's why midway through that I said, I just feel like we're heading down Molinaro Lane, where there's always somebody home.
Sure enough. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm the thing from Uranus.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll make you have the white tea. Don and Mike.
All right, let's try the mother chucker back one more time.
Calling Charlton Heston, Ben-Hur, Moses, Planet of the Apes.
Oh. Planet of the Apes.
NRA.
That's always good on his resume.
Hello.
Hey, it's Donna Mike again calling for Chuck Heston.
Hi there, and he is not coming back. He got in a car and drove away, and I didn't know it.
Is this Mrs. Heston?
No, this is Mr. Heston's assistant.
All right, well, listen, here's our message. Can you take a message, please?
Sure.
Soylent Green is people.
We're big fans.
Okay.
Remember that one? Do you remember that line?
Soylent Green is people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our favorite Charlton Heston movie.
And listen, when he was, of course, he was the human in some of those Planet of the Apes movies. Did he ever turn around and wear a monkey suit in one of those?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Like in the last voyage of Planet of the Apes or something?
Nope. He was only in the first one and then in one scene in the second one.
Ah, okay. And he's probably gone for the day now?
Well, since I didn't know where he was going, I can't answer that. I don't know.
You ever seen his gun?
His guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Is he like wear one on a holster?
No.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
See you later, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I got another number. Do you think that's a cell phone number?
Yeah, good. Let's try. Maybe in the car. Hello? Hello? Stop bothering me.
Oh, it's us again. I'm calling on a different line. I thought maybe I had a cell phone number.
Nope, there isn't. He doesn't have one.
You're very competent.
All right.
Charlton Heston doesn't have a cell phone?
Well, no, that's true. He doesn't.
What, did you just reach his head out the window and scream?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that tone.
Right.
Okay, very clever, boys.
She was rapidly losing interest with us, right?
We gave her another 5 minutes. It would be,
look, he's not coming to the phone. She was as disinterested in us as we appeared to be with Al Molinaro. Oh, listen, and Al's got his fans out there. Do you know Christine told me that more than one person called and said, how dare we talk that way about Al Molinaro?
We should be nicer to Al Molinaro. Al Molinaro.
We were nice to his face.
Yes, yes. We should be nicer to him off the air, though, too, because he is a trusted friend of this show, and he never disappoints. Think about the consistency.
That's He's right. always there, man.
Always been there, and I hope he finds a publisher for his book.
Yeah. When I called him a loser, I guess it was just all the pressure of all of the other real celebrities not being able to take our telephone call tonight.
We love Al Molinaro.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
And we love his encore dinner commercials.
He's good in that Weezer video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Buddy Holly. Oh, and your Mary Tyler Moore.
Don't forget him on The Odd Couple.
Oh, Murray the Cop.
Yeah. He was the TV Murray the Cop.
Yeah. Right.
Fine man.
Al Molinaro.
We didn't ask him what he was having for Thanksgiving. Do you want to maybe give him a call and ask him?
Absolutely not. I had my fill of him for a while. Good friend, Al Molinaro.
Yeah. I understand he's having a TV dinner, though, for Thanksgiving.
What brand is it, Mike?
Encore. I'll be up at 6:30.
Buzz?
Yes.
There's your music.
Uh-huh.
It's time for the old news and comments.
Yes, it is.
And what is your lead story tonight, Booz?
Tonight, how the nerds are going to make us all rich.
Hmm.
Is that something to do with Star Wars?
No, more to do with computers.
Computers?
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you right now, I'm very excited. Have you seen the trailer, Don? Have you seen the trailer for Star Wars?
You know who'd be great in Star Wars?
Oh.
Al Molinaro.
Oh, he'd be great. He'd be great as an alien. Wouldn't have to use any makeup.
Now, that's a joke.
All right.
Kidding.
Friendly joke.
We kid because we love. From the ticker.
For all his fans that have been burning up our lines.
Give me his number. I'll call him back.
Just wish him a happy Thanksgiving.
Call him back.
Find out what he's having,
yeah.
What he's doing. I'll be going to my daughter's house.
Know what he's doing.
And we'll be having turkey and boring.
Sitting in the chair looking out the window. I know what he's doing.
Robbie's not smelling his fingers.
Yes. No, he's not.
Robbie.
Bad.
It's very bad. It was very bad.
Hello.
Hey, Al, it's Don and Mike again.
Sorry, we forgot to ask you one thing when we called earlier.
Yeah, what's that?
What are you going to be enjoying for Thanksgiving dinner this year?
A turkey that my wonderful great cook wife makes.
Oh, fantastic.
Very nice. The whole family having a son and daughter and little kids and everything. I'm a grandpa two times.
Oh, bravo.
How about that? How about you guys?
Same, much of the same.
Just like you.
Same old, same old.
Same old stuff.
Now, that was the question we forgot to ask you.
Yeah. Just want to call you back. We feel a little guilty about that.
Okay.
Good
All
luck.
Right, take care, guys.
Yes, take care.
Thanks.
Al.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Al.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Okay, everybody happy now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, turkey. That's the answer.
All right, from our wacky story file.
91-year-old disgruntled grandfather.
Hi.
Long Beach, California, ready to snap, crackle, and pop. Al Greenwood wants to start a boycott of cereal manufacturers who are selling cereal boxes half filled with air.
Ah, he's right about that.
Valid point.
I agree with him on that one.
Not to mention potato chips and pretzels and everything else you buy these days.
Best thing we do in the United States, packaging.
Al Greenwood, who is also known as the bedspread king.
Oh, and Lee's father.
Lee Greenwood.
God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American.
Let's see. Greenwood, who owns a bedspread outlet and is known as the bedspread king, has estimated that air-filled containers mean consumers are spending about $7 per pound for cereal.
Sure.
Always pissed.
I don't blame him. This is good. I like this. He said he's 91?
Yep.
And he's the bedspread king?
Yep.
And he's the father of Lee Greenwood. Patriot.
Are we out in Long Beach, California? Is that by Ventura?
Al Greenwood's bedspread kingdom.
Yes, Al, please. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now.
Okay. What's your name?
The Don and Mike radio show. We're on the Westwood One radio network. And we're doing our show right now.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
We need to speak to the bedspread king.
Another happy Al Greenwood employee online.
I'm sure he's a gem to work for.
I told you to put the bedspreads in the window. Look, my lucky charms are half full of air.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Al?
Yes.
Al, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now.
How are you, sir?
Where?
From where?
Yeah.
It's a national show. We're on in 61 markets.
Yeah, well, I mean, where does it originate?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard your comments about cereal, and we wanted to let you know that we're behind you 1,000%.
Well, good. Well, somebody better get behind me because we got to stop those damn robber barons. I tell you that.
How are things going at your bedspread outlet?
What?
How are things going at your bedspread outlet?
Our bedspread outlet is going all right because we give people value for their buck.
Value you for know, their buck, right.
We don't screw people like these big pockets, believe me.
Really? And, when did you first start thinking about this, Al?
Well, look, I bought a box of cereal at the market.
What type of cereal was it, Al?
It was Ralph's Hexagrain
Crispy Hexagrain.
You mean you don't?
In front of me.
You don't buy the name brand cereals?
Well, it's the Ralph's brand. It's a big, big, big chain. And I thought that's given.
The Ralph's supermarket chain.
I'm familiar with Ralph's.
What?
Okay. I'm familiar with Ralph's, but I was surprised you didn't buy
they're gobbling up all the other markets. They're going to be a big monopoly out here, and they figure, screw the public. They're going to do whatever they want. And what got to me is, who do they sell these cereals to?
Kids, Al.
With kids, right?
Kids, Al.
That's right, kids.
Yeah, with a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if they have to pay through the nose for empty boxes, I thought it was horrible. I wasn't getting mad for myself. I was getting mad thinking about those kids in the back of my mind.
You got any kids or grandkids, Al?
Yes, I got kids and grandkids, yeah.
All right, so you were thinking about them, too. And what did you decide to do about it?
Well, I decided to stand up and fight for it. That's what I thought. Everybody, it seems to me that it has to fall on my shoulder to be a crusader for this cause.
Al?
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I'm going to be the crusader for the cause.
How do you feel about
91 years old. I got a new career for myself.
How do you feel about the fact that the prizes just aren't as good as they used to be inside cereal?
What do you mean the prizes?
Well, you know, in some of the sugary cereal, they have prizes and toys.
I don't come across this, but this is something I had personal experience with.
What is your favorite kind of cereal to eat? Like when you
name brand, please. What's your favorite name brand cereal?
What's that got to do with this?
Well, we're just curious because we'd like to know, what kind of cereal you like.
Well, that's not a big issue.
It is for us, Al.
Doesn't mean a damn, really.
Well, our listeners crave that kind of information.
I could start eating mud as far as that's concerned.
What is your favorite cereal there, Al?
Well, I like oatmeal. Okay.
Oatmeal, okay.
Oatmeal.
So that wouldn't be like the dry cereal you see in a box. Do they do the same thing with oatmeal? No, they really don't, do they?
No, that goes by weight, and that's it.
Right.
What is the slogan, Al, for Cocoa Puffs?
See, you're asking me questions from way out in left field. What do I got to do with Cocoa Puffs?
The slogan is, Al, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Is this damn box that's sitting in front of me on my desk?
Right.
Crispy Hexagrain.
That's a no-name Ralph's brand. Crispy Hexagrain? It sounds like a...
They're not in Washington, D.C. yet.
Do you ever read Viagra checks?
what?
Viagra checks.
No, I never had Niagara checks.
No, Viagra checks. It's a little
Viagra chips.
Yeah,
no.
Toasted wheat with blue marshmallows.
And whenever I get a headache, I take Viagra chips.
All right, Al.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, what cereal is magically delicious?
What's that got to do with this thing here?
Lucky Charms, Al.
Lucky Charms.
I don't know.
And what character on a cereal box says, they're great?
I don't know. You're getting me sidetracked with all this.
Tony the Tiger. All right, here's the easiest one I have for you, Al. What is the breakfast?
Oh, yeah, something serious going on.
Al, what is the breakfast of champions?
Wheaties, okay.
Hey,
all right.
He got Wheaties.
I answered the question correctly.
You did. Way to go.
Very nice, Al.
All right, now, what's the special on bedspreads this week?
We got specials on bedspreads every week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any stained bedspreads?
What?
Do you have any stained bedspreads?
No.
No stains.
Oh, you're coming out way out in left field.
No, I meant how you stain your deck or something like that.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
No. So no stains?
We have hand-painted bedspreads in stock.
Hand-painted?
Yes, sir.
That's not bad.
They have spots on them?
Made by Pablo Picasso and all that. He used to moonlight out here. He used to work for the Navy Yard, and he did this moonlighting at night when he got through work.
Pablo Picasso?
He had painted bedspreads, yeah.
Pablo Picasso?
Yeah, Pablo Picasso, yeah.
You're selling real Pablo Picasso bedspreads?
Real Pablo Picasso.
How much do you sell a Pablo Picasso bedspread for?
Well, whatever we can get. On those, we haggle.
You haggle? Well,
we don't haggle on anything else, though.
What would be the starting point for a Pablo Picasso bedspread?
Well, about $1,000 because Picasso is a very famous brand name, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And,
how long has Picasso been dead?
Long
time.
How long has Picasso been dead? That's my question.
I don't know. I didn't pal around with him.
Is this like originals that he's touched?
Well, I didn't pal around with him, so I didn't know much about him. Personally, I don't know much about him.
You ever put relish on your cereal?
Yeah, I put salsa sauce on it.
Salsa sauce?
Really? You ever put gentleman's relish on your cereal?
Well, what's gentleman's relish?
That's the universal question.
There you go, Al.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you come to work every day, work a full 8-hour day?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you do to keep yourself sharp?
Huh? I take Viagra for headaches.
All right, Al. Well, listen, anybody that's listening to our show right now and is pissed like you are about cereal.
Oh, listen.
What would you like them to do?
Listen, I tell you what I'd like to have them do.
Yes, sir.
On this here, if they don't want to be screwed and tattooed by these big markers,
yes.
Send me their names and addresses and we'll add it to the list and we'll become a viable force against these big bullying bastards of big business, okay?
Yes, Alan. What is your address where people should send you this junk?
Al Greenwood.
Yes.
2750 East Pacific Coast Highway, Long Beach, California, 90804.
You're not related to Lee Greenwood, are you?
Who he?
He's the singer. Lee Greenwood sang God Bless the USA. He's a country singer.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We didn't think so. Yeah,
that's nice.
How do you spell Captain Crunch? There's a very definite way that you spell Captain in Captain Crunch.
What are you trying to do? Give me a test to see if I've got the right kind of an IQ to promote this stuff or what?
No, you've proven you have the IQ.
My IQ improves by eating this damn cereal.
This is just cereal trivia because we're into cereal on this
Al,
show.
Al, it's C-A-P-N apostrophe, Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's got a little picture of the cap on the front of it.
Well, I don't know. A little bit, tidbits of information I pick up along the way.
And just out of curiosity, how many scoops of raisins are in each box of raisins?
20 scoops, I remember that.
20?
20.
No, I'm sorry. Really? No. It's two scoops.
Two
Al.
Scoops, Al.
Two scoops?
Yes.
Two scoops. Hold on. Maybe my memory is playing tricks with me.
All right. Well, listen, Al, great talking with you, and good luck with your Pablo Picasso bedspreads and your drive to keep the air out of cereal.
My drive. It should be the drive of everyone in the United States.
I agree. Right on.
Why does it fall on me? I'm 91 years old. Suddenly I have to be a crusader for the whole country?
Yeah, 91 going on 21, Al. We can tell.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, old-timer.
Everybody ought to be aware of this, you know, and then go back and get more of that stuff.
All right. Bye-bye.
Why do these cereal companies get so rich?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Al.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Come his family and put him in the home.
Al Greenwood. You know, I was just going to ask him if he knew the words to that song, Chicago, Chicago.
Wasting our valuable oxygen. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rob, this is Lee Eugene. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know. I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WTFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don.
Have you seen my baseball?
What baseball?
Have you seen my baseball?
I don't have a baseball, Don. I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't you see that movie, the funny movie, the one about Mary?
No. That's a dumb movie.
Really?
I don't go to movies like that. I want to see Ants.
Sure.
Ants was great. Ants was so good. All the ants. They had little ants that do all the work, and then the big ants would whip the other ants to get them all in line.
See, in the movie, there's something about Mary.
Something about Mary. Duh. That's a dumb movie.
There's a guy named Ted.
Ted?
And you know what? He kind of reminds me of you.
Really? And he's in a movie?
Yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah.
Big guy Ted.
And he has a big forehead like you do.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Charlie.
How you doing today, Rob?
Good. Yes.
And he asks everybody, have you seen my baseball?
Ted does?
Yeah. Yes.
And he looks like me?
He reminds me of you a lot. Now, you're older.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm almost...
Rob, how old is Charlie?
Hold on.
Oh, everybody's got to do the math in their head now.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be 60.
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to be 60.
I mean, someday you will.
I'm going to be 61.
No, Ron. December 13th? No, you're wrong. I'm going to be 60. December 13th, I'm going to be 60.
We're going to check the stats.
Last year, I was 59.
At some point, we're going to have to rewrite history and make you younger.
59. No way, Jose. Ben! I really love the Brian Ben show.
Like that.
That's the funniest show on TV next to The Nanny. And Cosby.
Yeah.
The guy from In Living Color was what?
You'll be 58 on December 13th.
58 on December 13th.
You'll be 58. I didn't think you were 60 yet.
Oh. 1940.
I thought it was my 60th birthday.
You were born in 1940.
You were born in 1940. Charlie.
But 58's not that special.
Look, Rob has it in his little, in his computerized day plan.
I had no idea.
He
it
has
was
December,
in there.
December 13th. 1940. Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-Y.
So, will we have a party for me on my birthday?
Yes.
I'm going to be 58, you know.
Yes.
I thought I was going to be 60, but I'm only going to be 58. That's not special, but I still want it to be a special birthday.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes, Don?
Have you seen my baseball?
That's from the movie.
Yeah.
But you want me to say it, don't you?
Will you please?
Don?
Yes, Charlie.
Have you seen my baseball?
Yeah,
hi, Bob.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Buzz, how are you feeling?
I feel great, Charlie. It's very nice of you to ask.
Are you feeling better?
I feel super, yeah.
All right.
Charlie, listen to this.
Yes.
Iron Man, Buzz Burbank.
Oh.
Consecutive days on the job.
Five.
Congratulations,
ooh,
Buzz. The streak continues.
Oh, great. Where's Charlie Boyle?
Yeah. He's in the other room.
I haven't said hi to everybody in such a long time. I've been working at my other job.
What is your other job?
I work in the basement.
Oh.
Mr. Ben.
Oh. You work with Ben the custodian?
I have Mr. Ben. He gives me so many jobs.
That's great.
So many jobs to do. You know, they build new things in the building.
Yeah, what does he have you doing down there, Charlie?
He has me moving the chalkboard.
Oh.
The chalkboard that they hang on the wall. It's called the chalkboard.
The chalkboard.
No.
The blackboard?
No.
Wallboard.
Wallboard.
Yeah. Wallboard.
Yes,
that's heavy, Charlie.
Yes, that's real heavy. I took 15 of them on my shoulder.
Wow, 15.
And I brought them down to the basement. They all said no tow car on them. No tow car.
Hey, Charlie, when are you going to do that trick where you lift up a car again for us?
I can do that in my sleep. I can do that with ease.
I love that.
Did you get Charlie?
You want him?
I want to say hi to Charlie Broyhill.
So in the movie, there's something about Mary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy who
dumb
is...
Dumb movie, Don. There are a lot of better movies like Ants that you could be going to see.
There's a guy who's maybe one-third your age.
Uh-huh.
Yet he reminds me of you.
Ah! Yeah. Hi, Johnny Broyhill.
Hi, old man.
How have you been?
Fine, thanks.
I've been working in the basement.
It smells like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a nice shirt.
You know.
I have lots of shirts like that.
Good.
That's just like mine. Mine had the sleeves cut off. That's a very nice shirt, Johnny Broyhill.
You know why Charlie Broyhill put so much sugar in his iced tea?
Why? Oh, to make it taste good!
That's right. Make it taste good.
Hi, Charlie Broyhill.
Hi.
Charlie Broyhill's my friend.
Really? I don't think he is.
No?
No. Now, Charlie, you've seen There's Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does Charlie Stewang's Fab Life remind you of Ted?
Yes, he does.
Have you seen my baseball? Hi, Ted. Maybe, John, I'll go see that dumb movie, Something About Mary.
I think you'd like it. It involves gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish?
You know.
Gentleman's, you mean relish?
White rain?
I love relish. White rain?
You know what I mean.
Mm.
You know, remember we had that discussion about your thing?
No, Don, I don't want to do that on the radio.
You know
no, Don, don't talk about
you
my
know,
thing.
Okay, right.
Don't talk about my thing
you
again on the radio. No.
You know the stuff that comes out of your thing?
Yes.
No, that's, Charlie. Not that stuff. Not that stuff. The other
what?
Stuff. The other stuff. The other stuff.
What's that called?
Semen.
No. I don't want to talk about that. You said gentleman's relish?
That's what we call
that's
it.
That's the name for it?
That's the technical name for it.
I don't want to talk about it. I've never seen that.
Oh, yes, you have.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Hey, you know, there's one person you haven't met yet, Charlie.
Who's that?
Would you please bring in Christine?
Who's that?
This is girl who answers the telephones now.
I haven't been up here in so long. You have a new girl answering the telephone.
She replaced Cannon Grace about 6 months ago.
Really? I've been working in the basement with Mr. Ben.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have.
Wait till you get a look at her.
Okay.
Wait till you get a look at her.
Yeah.
Look at her, Charlie.
Oh.
Isn't she something to look at?
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, well, you haven't turned around, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Charlie actually is facing the wall now, and he's backing his chair away from Christine.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm chatting.
I think Charlie's in love.
No, stop it, Don. Stop it, Don. Hello, Christine.
First comes love.
No.
Then comes marriage.
No, Don.
Then comes Charlie's baby.
Don't do that, Don. You know you make me very, very upset.
All right, she's gone, Charlie. She's gone.
Bye. Bye.
Wow.
I'm very shy.
Wowzy, woo-woo.
Told you.
Oh, wow.
She's cute, isn't she?
That's great. She works here now, too?
Yes, she answers our telephone. She does a great job.
Her name is Tina?
Christina.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Christine is her name.
Christine,
like the car, like the Stephen King book.
Okay, so now on the show, just so I know,
yes.
It's you,
yes.
Mike,
right.
Buzz,
when he's here,
Rob,
yes.
Johnny Boyle,
always here.
And her?
Christine.
Mm. Can I work back there again?
Sure.
I'd love to.
And I'll tell you something about her.
What?
She doesn't have a boyfriend, so she says.
Oh.
And? She likes soccer players, Charlie. I know you love soccer.
Oh, I love soccer. I wear a big extra large double XL soccer outfit.
Yeah.
Adidas. It's beautiful. Christine.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Tom.
Charlie?
Yes.
Have you seen my baseball?
All right, Tom. Have you seen my baseball?
Thank you, Charlie.
Good
job. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Get to know Charlie. There he's very, very excited about the new intern.
Wonder how his thing is right now.
You saw him walk out of here, didn't you? I didn't want to bring it up.
I didn't mention that Charlie's outfit today was a standard uniform. He had on a pair of overalls,
right.
No shirt on.
Yeah. And bare feet. Bare feet, like all cut up.
A straw hat.
Very barefoot from walking over glass and putting out people's cigarettes that they throw down. Charlie's like a trained animal that way. Somebody will be smoking a cigarette, and they'll throw a cigarette down. Charlie will put it out with his bare feet.
Wow. He's quite a man. And he's going to be 58 this December.
58 December 13th. I'll get him the gift. Always easy to shop for. It's just a dozen jellies.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Today's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed and clinically tested, Viramax works. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
What a pain in the ass last night. About 6:30, I didn't trouble everybody listening to the show with this because I air enough of my dirty laundry on this show.
Yes.
But my wife called about 6:30 last night. We're about half hour left in the show.
Right.
We always run over. We always go to at least 7:15, sometimes 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
She calls. She's got a flat tire.
Oh.
Right? And I say, honey, got it handled. Because recently I made a big deal about going and buying that fix-a-flat stuff.
Yeah, stuff where you put it in the tire and it at least gets you to the next service station.
Right, because I've been having all kinds of problems with one of my tires that was going flat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and looks in the back of the truck and she says, it's not there. And then I remember when I was going through the troubles with my car, that I lifted the can that I bought for her car and forgot to replace it.
So she was stranded.
But she called our neighbor and she called AAA. This was the big mistake. I said to her, AAA is such a waste of time. Mm-hmm. They have always let me down. I don't know why we are members of AAA. They blow.
Really?
I said, call the Exxon station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call the gas station and have them tow the car or wait until I get there and I'll change the tire, which would be and ridiculous, me trying to change a tire.
Yeah. Those hands are not meant to change tires.
These dove-like hands, Mike. I got Liberace hands. That's what I got. These, these hands have never done a real man's, a real work day in their lives.
You don't want those hands.
No, these hands were made to press radio buttons. That's all these hands. Yeah. And to pick my nose. That's all these hands were meant to
do. So you were hoping to take care of the situation from afar.
Right. She said, I'm going to call AAA. And they said that they will be there within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, what we'll do is on the way home, when I leave the show, she'll call me,
right.
I'll pick her up, and then we'll go to the car and wait for the guy to change the tire. Well, I know the AAA always runs late.
Right.
And right away, I ran her an attitude. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, come on, do we have to? Just call the gas station. Now, keep in mind, my motive was not the fact that I don't want to help my wife, because I know she would help me out of any jam.
Of course.
My motive was that last night was Monday Night Football.
You wanted to get home, and Monday Night Football starts early. You want to catch the game.
Right. And by the time I got home, she had noodled through. That's why I ran her a bit of an attitude.
It wasn't just Monday Night Football. The Packers were playing, too.
Yeah, and I had all those guys going in the fantasy league.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of stuff on the line last night. So we get home. Now, she had the flat tire at 6:30,
right.
And her neighbor came to pick her up. So she was at home when I got home.
Okay.
I got home about 10 minutes until 8,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
And I was nervous already. I was saying, listen, why don't we just call the gas station, screw AAA. Uh-huh. They're never going to show up. She says, right. No, we pay all the money for AAA. They told me they're going to call when they're 10 minutes away.
Now, doesn't AAA just have a bunch of member gas stations that have tow trucks?
They had some guy.
Members.
They had a guy that they had to page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, all right, I'll give this till about 8:15.
Okay.
Until about kickoff. Until I'm going to start worrying about it.
Right.
Because this was my mindset last night. When I get home from doing the show,
mm-hmm.
First thing I do, I take off my work clothes.
Yes, right? Amen.
I put on a pair of shorts. All right, well, that's what I have on
you
today.
Today you want to get comfortable when you get home.
Right, yeah. And tonight when I get home, it'll mean just taking off the shorts. I'll just walk around in my underpants. But I want to go home, I want to take my shoes off,
mm-hmm.
I want to take my pants off,
yep.
I want to put on a different shirt, and I want to know that I don't have to move for the next 2 or 3 hours.
Amen.
Okay? So got home, eating dinner, sitting down. Now I'm getting worried, because now the Chris Berman show is on.
Right.
They've got Gifford like a fossil in the box at the ESPN zone.
Got a pretty good TV night on CBS, too, you know, with that Leah Remini and Everybody Loves Raymond on the other channel.
I'm totally focused on the game.
Okay.
This is my tunnel vision, right?
Okay.
I'm wearing my Packer socks.
It's the Packers, I understand.
I got all my Packer clothes on.
Right.
And now I'm getting upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's 8:15, it's almost kickoff. And I go back and I go to her, listen, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
AAA, not reliable.
Right.
And she's like, shut up. Oh, it's just stupid football. And it's not just stupid football. Now, keep in mind,
it's your passion of passions.
There is a part of me that's also mad at AAA.
Right.
Okay. Right. So at 9 o'clock, now this is 2.5 hours later, my wife finally calls AAA. They leave her on hold for 15 minutes, and they say, we can't find the tow truck driver.
Helpful.
We're going to page him. So now it's about 9:15. Okay.
Right.
They're in the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah, and it's a pretty festive game, too, early in the game.
And I'm finding it hard to relax and unwind and watch the game because I know that at any moment I'm
going to have to go out there to the AAA man.
Yeah. Right.
AAA man.
Right. Meanwhile, my wife is mucho pissed at me because I'm running her this attitude,
right.
which you know, I'll come clean with you about. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were distracted and you wanted to watch your football.
I was not the most gallant of husbands last night. So finally, at 9:20, the guy calls.
Mm-hmm. He goes, see, I think I will be there in 10 minutes.
So we get in the car, and we drive over there.
Right.
Now, on the way over there, I've brought my little Watchman TV.
Good for you.
So as we're driving over there, I almost got in a wreck because I'm trying to adjust the antenna. I'm trying to watch TV while we're driving.
Oh.
Right? Well, it was at this point that Brett Favre was driving the Packers down the field. This is an important game.
So they were going to come back a little bit.
Right. I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, and there's the car, my wife's car, sit on the side of the road.
Right.
And now it's this point that I have the decision. Do I just dump her there
and leave her waiting for the
tow
truck?
And I mean, you know, this is on a side road where there are no street lights.
Very dark.
Yeah. It's like bad.
Well,
I made the right decision.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to get out of the car, mainly because she was disgusted with me that I was so focused on the game and not caring about her car.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm going to get out of the car and I'm going to wait inside the car with the flat tire for the AAA guy to show up. I said, no, you know. No, I am Prince Charming. You are not going to do that. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm like moving the antenna trying to get better reception.
You're being a good husband.
So fortunately, right at that moment, tow truck pulls up.
Right.
I go, okay. Now, at that point, all the stuff with throwing your coat over a puddle, that goes out the window. I kick her out of the car. I go, see ya. If you need me, call me. Goodbye. I go home. First thing I do, I get boom, pants are on.
Right.
Fuzzy slippers are on.
Right.
I got my big beverage. I'm sitting back. I'm going, oh, this is good. This is so good.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad that the Packers have lost. The next thing I know, I look at the clock and I go, it's 10 o'clock. Where the hell's my wife?
Oh, changing a tire. What's going on here?
Oh, right? Dear. So I call. And she obviously is a little steamed with me that it's been like 45 minutes and I've not even noticed that she's still been out there with Pedro or whatever this guy's name is.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is that they sent a retard out to change the tire that not only did he get lost, he then could not figure out how to get the spare tire from underneath the car. It's our truck.
Right, right.
He then couldn't figure out how to get off. It's a locking wheel system so that you can't just take the lug nuts off.
Right.
Then it's like 10:20, right?
All the reasons why you have got somebody coming out there to help you. You know, I mean, these are the things he's supposed to know.
Now, keep in mind, my wife had the flat tire at 6:30. It's now 10 p.m., and AAA still hasn't done their job.
Right.
Of course, I was not jumping off the couch to go help her. Right? So at 10 o'clock, I say, listen, I'm going to just come out there and change the goddamn tire myself. I mean, screw this. She goes, no, no. And she's trying to be nice because the guy's standing right there. She goes, no, no. He's almost done. You know, as if to say this guy is an absolute idiot. So I go back to watching the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the next thing I know, I look up and, uh-oh, it's 10:30 now.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
So I call back again. I go, hi, honey. And she goes, oh, hi. You remember who I am? I'm your wife, Frida. Hello.
Oh, dear.
I say, what's wrong? She says, well, the problem is the guy changed the tire, and then when he was trying to figure out some junk on the truck,
mm-hmm.
it's something to do with a four-wheel drive that he, like, put it in low or something.
Yeah, it's the locking hubs that he's probably having trouble with.
So he put it in low, and, like, she started to drive away, and she said she heard a real grinding noise.
Gee.
So they stopped, and they figured out that the guy had screwed up the four-wheel drive system.
Oh.
And then she said, I said, well, is the truck okay? Are you coming home now? And she said, no. The guy's following me for a couple of miles. I said, why would he do that? And she says, well, because he said that he's afraid he ruined the transmission.
Oh, my God.
Right. So my salute is to AAA today.
Oh,
it was like
my God.
11 o'clock when my wife finally got home last night.
Wow. And is the car working okay now?
Yeah, it's working fine.
Oh, good.
It's working fine. The car is fine.
Have somebody just eyeball that for you the next time you take it into the gas station.
Yeah. Yeah, so hats off to AAA.
Oh, my. 6:30 in the, and your wife was
11 p.m. when she finally got home last
walks
night.
Walks through the door at 11 o'clock.
11 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, I didn't have to miss much of the game.
No, you didn't. That's... Sounds like you caught most of that. That game where you packed it and do two.
Then we had a nice sweet fight when she got home because it was like 11:05 and the game was just about over.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to turn it off because I had so many fantasy players in the game. And she says, please, let's just go to sleep. Go back down and watch it. And mm-hmm. I said, no, come on. I'll turn it down. I'll turn it way down. Then the game was over and it was like 11:10. She says, turn it off now. I said, well, no, I want to watch ESPN because I want to see the stats. Now I want to see how much Chris Carter got.
Oh, my God.
The whole time she's giving me the super cold shoulder. Tell me what a bad guy I am.
Well, this will make you feel any better. I have to apologize to my whole family this morning. I had a wonderful evening last night. My morning was a little bit different just from the way it started. I'd like to apologize to my wife and to both of my daughters for the very first words out of my mouth being at the top of my lungs, God damn it. That was really the first
nice,
thing
Hank.
I said.
Very nice.
Catherine comes in at about, I guess we estimated about 5 o'clock. She hasn't been sleeping real well, so she came in, and she crawls in between us, and she's fine. She'll settle right down, and she kind of drifts off to sleep, and we let her do that, and it's okay. And then my other one-year-old, Elizabeth, wakes up at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and then she goes back to sleep with a bottle, and then later on, probably at about 6:15, mm-hmm. she wakes up again, and at this point, we bring Elizabeth in, and we got the whole family in the big bed, and we're going to watch, you know, Barney, whatever it is.
Very
but
quaint.
I'm still, I am, because of the various awakenings throughout the evening, I am out and cranky, but I'm more out than anything. I'm lying flat on my back because we're, you know, I'm almost pushed off at this point to the end of the bed, and I close my eyes, and I drift off back into that level of sleep where you're just about to go out again. Well, apparently, Elizabeth stood on her tiptoes, and she's growing like a weed, getting to be a big kid. Stood on her tiptoes, uh-huh. I guess directly across from my groin, and then with all of her body weight, I don't think. Now, golden retrievers, dogs, kids, they're all supposed to I've never had a direct hit like this in my life. She got up on her tiptoes and then lost her balance and fell with her little gorgeous hands balled into fists, both of them.
Right on your nads?
Direct hit on
Ouch.
Both of them.
Ouch.
I mean, to the point where I went, God damn it!
Oh, like this.
I just,
good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Fortunately,
for whatever reason, it was not, because it was just an exclamation of pain and not directed at either one of them, there was not major trauma done.
Good, good.
But I get up. It was so painful.
Well, we'll see what the analyst has to say about that down the road.
Yeah. She comes down and goes, bam, like that. Oh, and I go, ow. Oh, God damn it. And it's just the room is still dark. And I fall, like, to my right with putting my feet down because I'm doubling over. I'm in the pain. And then I just went out of the bedroom, walked down the hall into the hallway bathroom, and I slammed the door behind me just to sit there and wait.
Yeah.
You know how it is when you get the direct
wait for the pain
wait
to go
for
away.
That cramp to go
That's
away.
Right.
And then I come back in and smile at everybody. And Laura is just hysterical laughing.
Oh,
you know, because I mean, and I went and said, you all right, you okay, Daddy? And I said, yes, I'm fine. And then, you know, and Catherine and Elizabeth, they don't know what's going on. Elizabeth
sure.
didn't mean to do that.
Right.
And it was just, it was the worst awakening that I've had. You know, we've had late nights where we haven't gotten a lot of sleep, but
sure.
to have both just, and I had no idea, you know, no idea it was coming. So I'm just completely relaxed and bam, both of them like that, you know. And then you look at her, what are you going to do, yell at her? So she gives you this big grin.
Yeah.
I smack Daddy in the nads by accident. And I'm like, I love you, sweetheart.
Wow.
God, it was agony. Pure agony.
Sure.
And well, the good news is, though, now, you know, I think we always agreed two was plenty.
Yes.
So, because
that's taking care of that now, huh?
That settles it.
There won't be any more.
Not after tonight. Good morning, girls.
Yeah, I was cranky this morning, too. Well, I didn't get kicked in the nuts just because I stayed up late to watch the game.
Sure. Yeah.
And
it's,
then,
you know, kind of a gray day and all that.
And, you know, when being as my wife was, like, worried about her car and everything, and I was just worried about the football, I was technically not allowed to be in a grumpy mood this morning.
Yeah,
when
true.
I got up. You know,
you had to be, like, hopping and skipping and everything.
My kid is in a bad mood every morning. When Bart gets up every morning, that's the worst exercise. My wife and I have to fight about who's going to wake him up in the morning. He has to get up at 6:15
right.
so we can leave the house by 7
because right.
The school starts at 8 o'clock.
Not a morning person?
No, absolutely not.
Not many kids that age are.
So this morning, you know, the alarm goes off at 6:15,
mm-hmm.
and I said, oh, you go wake him up. And she says, no, Mr. Packer, you go wake him up.
What is the exercise? Is it just a difficult procedure?
Well, it's that, you know, you got to go rouse him out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
You got to turn the lights on. And the first thing you get is that he goes, no, and he pulls the covers over his head. And then you got to go through, I don't want to go to school today.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to play the exercise of, okay, that's fine. You have to go to school today. But what that means is tonight you have to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Dad, I don't want to go to bed at 9 o'clock. That's too early. I say, okay, get up, get out of bed. So we've got it down to a science now where I give him the first awakening.
Uh-huh. Right.
Then I go down and let out the dogs and start to make the coffee.
Right.
And then my wife has follow-up duty.
Uh-huh. Right.
I said duty. Where she has to really get him up and make sure that he's into his clothes.
Right. Hammer time.
Well, this morning, I went in and I got him up and I was a little short-tempered with him.
Right.
Like he said, I don't want to get up. And I said, you get up and you get your butt downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rah, 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 I'm tired. Rah, rah, Packers lost. Rah, rah, rah. I get downstairs and Frida comes down and she goes, good morning. I said, did you get him up? And she looks at me and I knew right away that my tone was like the wrong tone.
Yeah.
She looks at me and she goes, pardon me? I said, did you get him up?
Wow.
And she says, what? I said, did you get the little monster up? And she gave me a look like that let me know that I'm the big monster.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, at least I had someone to commiserate with in carpool this morning. Because the whole way to school, my son and I were just like, I'm tired. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to work. Mommy's car is bad.
Packers lost.
AAA sucks. I didn't do my science homework. Yeah, and because I was that way last night, then I did not earn the right to be in a bad mood today.
Yeah, if the behavior is questionable the night before, then you have to mind your P's and Q's today.
She pushes me. You know what I mean? She really, really pushes me. That I get back from carpool, and I do my work for the show,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting down. I'm going to have a cup of coffee, watch Regis and Kathy Lee. And I'm just sitting there, and I got a hooded sweatshirt on. I've actually got the hood pulled over my eyes, thinking, right. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll be able to get a little cat nap to refresh myself. Mm-hmm. It's at that moment, I'm spread out on the couch, and she comes in and she goes, hi. I said, hi. She said, how about going for a walk with me?
You're knowing full well, right?
Right, and I said, honey, I'm tired. She said, nothing. Just turn around, slam the door, I heard the dog's going crazy, and she's out walking the dog.
Ouch.
That was the last contact I had with my wife
tonight. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Well, that means you're going to have to be extra, extra good tonight.
No, I'm going to be asleep tonight. She has her yoga class tonight.
Oh, see, you're lucky with that.
So tonight I get home.
Create diversions.
Fix dinner for the kid, watch TV, both go to bed early, and then hopefully be able to start over tomorrow morning when I get up with her again.
A clean slate.
Right.
Nice and fresh.
A little break. All right, I'm super pissed also because I lost my fantasy game.
Right.
Listen, I want to say something. I have the best 1-4 team in the league.
Are you 1-4?
I am 1-4. I am no Norv Turner, I will tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I got a hell of a team.
Right.
I didn't realize that I didn't start Jake Reed last night until this morning, which made me even madder because I thought I won my game.
Right.
And I woke up this morning to find out that I didn't win my game.
Man, oh, man.
I don't know. You were upset that you lost your game because the other guy had Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, big start, and then 3-2. And I happened to play the guy that had the record for points. I'm having bad luck that way this season, where the teams that I am playing happen to have huge days, and that's very, very frustrating.
I thought for sure that I was going to win, because Cakes, the guy that I was playing against, his quarterback was Brett Favre.
Right.
And I thought, what are the odds of this? Brett Favre, who I normally root for, last night had 3 interceptions, played like the big retard he did the first 3 years in the league.
The old Brett Favre.
And they took him out.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter, they took him out. I thought, I got this game won.
Yeah, you didn't realize Cakes is deep. He's kind of, you know,
he had Robert Smith also.
He's the guy, really, of all the people in our fantasy league that lives it, breathes it, researches it, has the big folder, you know. And then it seems to me that
he's the guy we goofed on for having the notebooks and stuff. And he beat me last night.
And he wins every week. It seems like he's doing real well. But it's Big Dumb Jim. That's dumb luck. That's what's killing me. You know, it's like really, Randall Cunningham. That was, I mean, who at the beginning of the season
he picked up Randall Cunningham when Brad Johnson went down. That was. I think maybe a smart move that he picked up the backup quarterback.
Screw him.
Pains me to say that.
Oh, my God. Did he really?
Yeah. When Brad Johnson was hurt, he just picked up the backup.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the only quarterback that was there.
Listen, I think you and I will both agree.
Yes.
I don't begrudge anybody in that league winning the money every week as long as it's not Charles Broyhill.
Yes, Charles Broyhill.
You're right about that?
Yeah, because when I walked out last night and Cakes told me that Charles Broyhill was leading.
Yeah, was in first place.
And it was the largest pot of the year. I said to myself, No!
Right.
Be done!
Right.
I don't know. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Listen, I'm better than 1-4.
Yeah.
My guys are better than 1-4.
Mm.
All right, I'm stupid for not playing Andre Rison and not playing Jake Reed.
Well, see, this is where my lack of knowledge and my, only my second year of doing this. Because I'm looking at my roster and I'm saying to myself, major changes have to be made. Because if I don't have Steve Young, if Steve Young doesn't come up big every single week, which he has, I mean, I'm not even competitive. I look down the rest of my team and I have receivers that are just non-existent. I figured this kid Peyton Manning was going to have a fairly decent year.
Have you seen my baseball, Peyton Manning?
And his number one receiver, Marvin Harrison, goose egg, nada, niente, zippo.
Right.
Might be trade time.
Sucks. Very tired. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show. Okay, listen, going to change topics here for a second, okay?
Good.
Okay. Although I could certainly continue like this for the next 3 hours or so.
Yeah, we have to have a show where we complain all day. You know, one specialty show where it's just all complaints all day long.
How about today?
You and I do that. You and I could do that like for a week.
What? Hello?
Too much football. I want poopy jokes. Farts.
F you.
Yeah, F you.
F you and your family, too.
Yeah, double that.
Okay.
Triple that.
Triple F you.
Quadruple F you.
I told my wife last night, don't call triple A, call triple F.
Triple F.
Actually, quadruple F, if you remember back from high school. Find them, feel them, F them, forget them.
Absolutely.
Well, you'd
say that's a 4F girl. Find her,
hey,
feel her.
Hey, lady, what's your problem?
Forget her.
I don't understand fantasy football.
Okay, I don't understand you.
Well, that's okay. I don't have a radio show.
You know something? We don't. The discussion of fantasy football has just been a minuscule part of the opening segment of this program.
Oh, okay.
It has.
You're right.
So what, were you late to the table today? Were you late to dinner? You didn't listen starting at the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
The bulk of the discussion was Don talking about, you know, the flat tire.
Are you almost done with football?
No, we could talk about football all day today. And you know what, you little bitch? If you don't like it, change the channel.
Oh.
I can't believe this. I hate feedback from our listeners. I absolutely hate the feedback.
And a bad day for you to call. You're using bad judgment like you've probably used your whole life.
Oh.
Like your parents used.
Yeah.
When they didn't abort you.
Oh.
Oh. Well, we're not talking about football now, are we?
No. We're talking about you.
Much better.
Boy, I hate having this open, direct line of communication sometimes.
First call of the day, and we get this crap.
Not good.
We got to be the only guys in the world to come to work every day and bust our ass to do a show, and people dare to call us and tell us that they don't like what we're talking about.
Lady, did you wake up cranky this morning?
No.
This is just the way you are every day?
Cranky now.
Were you an only child?
No. No football.
Okay, listen, hey, shut up with that, okay?
Talk about baseball.
Hey, what's your problem?
No problem.
No, I want to know what is your problem. No,
I really don't have a problem.
By the way, something.
Why do you care? You like the show, right?
I love the show.
Of course you love the show.
Then please, just let us do the show when you listen to it.
Okay.
My feelings won't be hurt if we talk about football and you change the channel for a few minutes.
No, I don't want to change the channel.
Well, just don't call us, and just because you're one thing that's rubbing you the wrong way, you know, just don't bother us with that.
Please.
Okay.
Especially on a day. You know what kind of day Don had, and
I heard my guy kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. You know, my 1 year old smashed me in the balls this morning.
Listen, do I come up to you and tell you your house is sloppy? Or do I tell you that your hygiene is bad or whatever it is? No! No, I keep those comments to myself. You should keep your complaints to yourself also.
You're a smart man.
I'm a very smart man. No, I'm not. I'm an idiot.
No, you're broke.
And I'm tired. Okay? And I will talk about football as long as I want to talk about football.
You picked the wrong day to call.
Okay.
But something tells me that North Turner's picked the wrong day to be on our show.
Yeah.
There's some football for you. I'll have the coach of the Redskins on in about an hour.
You want to stay tuned for that, man.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she is.
She seemed nice.
Right there.
I thought that went very well.
Very nice. Send her a tampon, Ross. An autographed tampon with my best wishes. Lucky tampon. Here's some football music for you, lady.
The lucky tampon to be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don? Mike?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. How about those Packers, eh?
Hey. Now everybody's gone with football.
Yeah, listen, guys like football.
Great, we love it.
Girls, you know what, you girls, I don't mind girls listening to the show, and women make up a large portion of our audience.
Yeah.
But in general, if you don't like it, go turn on the Elton John station, okay?
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Go turn on that whining Dr. Laura bitch. You know, we're men, okay? We've got something between our legs, mm-hmm. and we like football.
Of course.
And we'll talk about it.
And it's important.
It's very important. It's nearly ruined my marriage. That's how important football is to me in the National Football League. What do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to call about the Packers, talk to you about how good they were last night, eh?
Yeah, that's the same joke you had at the beginning.
Okay, eh?
Sorry, we're out of time.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.